Yes, it depends. Cash doesn't necessarily lead, or members doesn't necessarily lead to votes, does it? Harry Cole, Westminster correspondent for The Sun. Dr. Brian Klass, fellow in global politics at the London School of Economics. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being my Friday panel. I got through a lot of the big stories of the week. Of course, the biggest story of the week is yet to come. And that's at 5 o'clock London time tonight, the Trump inauguration. Don't forget, Sam Delaney will be covering that live on his Drive Time show this evening. Before then, though, you have the joy, the sheer joy.
Isn't it, though?
That is John Holmes.
Yes. Well, of course, Trump. Now, as you know, everybody turned down playing his inauguration ceremony, everyone you heard of anyway.
Including you.
Yeah. So we're having our own inauguration show. What we've done is we've taken over Virgin Radio's live space, which is downstairs.
Lots of very noisy bands there when I'm in the canteen.
Yes, today.
I've never heard of any of them either.
Because we're going to outdo Trump with our show. We've got a balloon modeller, a magician, one of those people dressed as Yoda that sit on the end of a stick. And because they turned him down, we've genuinely got a Bruce Springsteen tribute band playing.
Which he couldn't even manage. The deal maker. The deal maker extraordinaire.
We got him.
Can I just, without, I'm not trying to diss a colleague, can I just question the appeal of a balloon maker on radio?
She's going to make a balloon Trump.
Coming up after 1 o'clock, John Holmes, the usual nonsense. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a fabulous afternoon. Assuming the world does still exist, I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Nothing. Naught. Nil. Or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Thursday the 26th to the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
There's a person who can spot threats in the sky before they become threats. They can reassemble a piston in 15 seconds and maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. That person's you. There are more than 50 roles to choose from in the RAF. You'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it full-time as a regular or in your spare time as a reservist. Find your role in the RAF. Search RAF Recruitment now.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got 3x2-inch CLS timber for only £1.80 for a 2.4-metre length. Now that's a real deal. Yeah! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £70 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon on this historic Friday. Donald Trump will be president in just 3 hours and 44 minutes. We've got a special show coming up for you. Details on the way. First, here's the news with Alex Dibble.
Thanks, John. Coming up, joy in Italy as avalanche survivors are found. The world waits for Trump's presidency and women missing out on high-paying jobs.
Talk Radio.
Reports from Italy say 8 people, including 2 children, are alive in the rubble of a hotel in central Italy that's been buried by an avalanche. Emergency services are talking to those trapped as rescuers dig to free them. Helicopters have been dispatched with equipment and doctors. Fabrizio Curzio is the head of Italy's Civil Protection Department.
So although he can swing from the hip and say occasionally offensive monster, and I happen to think that he will surprise people. Now, if he doesn't, I'll be the first to say... this isn't working. He got this wrong.
That was a clip of Piers Morgan apology speaking about Donald Trump. He's told Talk Radio we shouldn't underestimate the incoming president as he's a brilliant delegator and businessman. It's just hours until the billionaire takes on the world's most powerful job. He'll make his presidential oath at 4:45 UK time. An inquiry's found systemic physical, emotional and sexual abuse at a series of children's homes in Northern Ireland run by churches and charities. But the four-year reviews concluded there's no credible evidence a paedophile ring containing British establishment figures abused children at the notorious Kinkara Boys Home in Belfast. A court heard the fiancé of the children's author Helen Bailey watched the police's every move as they searched the property where her body was hidden. Ian Stewart denies drugging and killing the writer at their home in Hertfordshire last year. And a study suggests women hold just 12% of full-time jobs, paying £150,000 or more. Responding to the findings, the government says the number of all-male boards at the country's top companies has come down from 152 to just 9 in 6 years.
Talk Radio National Weather. I like your sort of intake of breath there. Just
yes,
as though you were poised.
I was poised.
Yeah.
And I was expecting the little jingle.
Yeah.
And so I just went,
yeah.
And then sort of had to hold it.
But it's all right because you don't have to read the weather, Alex.
Why is that?
Because Victoria's turned up.
Hi.
So where have you been, Victoria?
Been busy.
All right. She's back now.
She can't even let me read one bulletin.
I know. Look at that. I feel honoured now. I've got double newsread. I've been double newsreaded.
Did you want to read it?
Well, it's up to John, isn't it? He could sing to you, though, if you wanted that.
Could you sing to me?
Yeah, John, do the jingle, but for dibs.
He's got the weather, he's Alex Dibble. He's got the weather, he's Alex Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
A very cold and sunny afternoon with a few extra clouds in the north, highs of 8 degrees Celsius.
Thanks very much. Alex Dibble.
Thank you.
And Victoria, who turned up at the end for some reason. Right, OK, it's 4 minutes past one. It's Ben now, and possibly Pete Abbott as well. I don't know, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe won't comment on rumours he's interested in signing Chelsea goalkeeper Asmir Begovic. He says his approach to the transfer window has changed since Nathan Ake's loan from Chelsea was cut short by his parent club. Howe would like to bring players in before the deadline.
Nathan going back certainly affected, I think, the balance of the squad. But there's no guarantee, and I said last week that we would do anything, but we are looking.
Is goalkeeper an area that you're looking to strengthen?
Wouldn't comment in individual positions.
Three uncapped players have been named in England's 34-man squad for the Rugby Union Six Nations. Bath prop Nathan Catt, Leicester forward Mike Williams and Saracens fly half Alex Lazowski are all included. Finally, tennis. Dan Evans has reached the last 16 of a Grand Slam for the first time in his career. He's into the fourth round of the Australian Open after beating Bernard Tomic 7-5, 7-6, 7-6. Evans will face Joe Wilfried Tsonga next. Andy Murray is also through. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. Today we are powered by Trump. We have the inauguration show for you. Details of what exactly we've got. It's a bit of a special show today. We've even put some money into it. I know. Who would have thought that? Right. Okay. Chloe, start it off by pressing a button.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £70 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on American Politics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
All men are created equal.
President Kennedy died.
A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war.
It's one small step for man.
I have a dream.
Declare a state of war.
Our war on terror.
Yes, we can.
Tear down this wall.
I shall resign the presidency.
We have caught and compromised Osama bin Laden.
Get some money!
To recognize a marriage between two people of the same sex.
It was the biggest stock market crash.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our heart.
John Holmes.
I will bring back jobs.
The world will witness a hallmark of our democracy.
Thank you. God bless you.
You are fake news.
Are these morons getting dumber or just louder?
This is your life. This is your life.
I'm also very much of a germaphobe.
I will release.
I think it's a disgrace.
From one freely elected president to the next.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
So say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, or if not the dawn's early light, then by the orange glow emanating from the grinning Trump face as he gets sworn in just 3.5 hours or so from now. There he will stand in Washington, like someone's glued various victims' hair that a serial killer kept as a trophy to a space hopper and stood it behind a podium. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. But look, it's all very easy to knock Donald Trump, isn't it? But let's... why not give him the benefit of the doubt? I mean, he might become a great president, crashing through the governmental rhetoric of previous administrations by speaking the language of the people. Real people. Real people with their love of guns and their anti-abortion attacks on clinics and their pussy-grabbing rallies where they release bagfuls of cats and try to catch them. It's a game that fat, Muslim-hating billionaires play. But let us give him the benefit of the doubt. Let us give those people the benefit of the doubt, for this is their day. And to use a symbolism that they will approve of, let us build a wall, my friend, around our prejudices, just as they are building one to keep foreigners out due to theirs. At 5 p.m. UK time, noon in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump will stand up. He will say those words, "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States. And also any Mexicans that try to get across the border. So help me God." And then, like in his tweets, he'll probably say "sad!" exclamation mark at the end of it. But on this historic day, a day when everybody he asked to perform at the inauguration said no, we bring you an historic programme. For the first time, we have taken over Virgin Radio. They're our sister station, of course, they're downstairs. We have taken over their live space, where ordinarily they have bands in session. But we've taken over it to put on a better show than Donald was able to muster up. Everybody turned him down, but we've got a show for you that's better than his. To wit, we've live acts for you performing all the way through the afternoon. We really have. Yes, we'll squash some of the usual features in, but today, where Trump has the Talladega College marching band, we've got a magician. Where Trump has something called a DJ Raviness or something, we've got a lady who makes balloon animals. Yes, we have. Where Trump has the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, we have a barbershop quartet. And where Trump has Sam out of Off of Sam and Dave, we've got one of those people who dresses Yoda that you see on a stick sitting downstairs. And where Trump doesn't have a Bruce Springsteen tribute act because they pulled out of his inauguration ceremony, we bloody well do. Bruce Springsteen tribute act came to us instead. We've booked it, we've paid for it, it's live on the show this afternoon on our inauguration show performance stage, which is downstairs next door to Virgin Radio, which is going to confuse the hell out of them. Cornelius is down there now. Can you hear me, Cornelius?
John, I am here. Hello. Basically in the staff canteen. And here are our barbershop quartet.
Donald, you are. Donald, you are. You.
Shop Quartet there, live in our performance space. They'll be working with us all afternoon. There they were, kicking us off with
really
Donald, you arse there. Specially written Donald Trump pieces. They'll be barbershop quartetting their way through as the afternoon wears on. I said we'd put effort in and we bloody well have. Come on. So, all of that. It's Friday as well. So, Summer Request Friday still on the way. Today, of course, it is an inauguration speech special. Request Friday. You can't request music because we are a speech station. Radio 2 have pretty much got the copyright on that. So, instead, you can request speeches or talks as dedications. Inauguration speeches for your loved ones. Maybe you've got a favourite, maybe you want to talk along with it at home, or you're driving and you just want to hear a banging inauguration speech from years gone by, let us know. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the speech request.
There's the big debate at 3. We've got correspondents live in Washington DC. We've got work experience punditry, as a work experience brings you everything you need to know about Trump's big day. All the big stories will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. We've got Lonely Lunch Club in this hour, live from America. Technically, it's breakfast time over there, really, but due to the time difference, but it's Lonely Breakfast American Club. Headline Hijack, as well as usual, that's coming up. And as a special Inauguration Day one-off, before we finish at 4 o'clock, we have got a nuclear deterrent to give away. We're giving away a nuclear deterrent. Should it all go wrong over the next few days when Trump gets the launch codes, we're giving away a nuclear deterrent. We've got a 20,000-ton Ohio-class Trident submarine to give away this afternoon. It's armed with 8 Mirved W-88 warheads, each with a range of 4,000 miles, which you can use to deter other states from attacking with their nuclear weapons through the promise of retaliation and possibility of mutually assured destruction. If you'd like to win a nuclear submarine on the show this afternoon, just in case, then simply text the word submarine now to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put the word submarine and we'll pop it in the post. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's being sworn into a student. Asprodcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, say can you see by Cassie's angry northern face. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Yes.
Chris is on the buttons down in the engineer, down in the live room for us. He's down there. Chris is doing the buttons down there.
Shout hello, Chris.
There he is. Victoria's got her Star Spangled News.
So Star Spangled.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius is hello. He's down there as well. He's not so much swearing in as just swearing this afternoon.
I swear by bloody hell to do whatever the crap it is that Donald Trump is not going to do.
Okay, whatever you want. There he is. So welcome to our special inauguration show here on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
And to get us into today's big story, let us start as ever with some music.
Drag it is the shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life I'm watching America. All my life is panic in America. Trouble in America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday was easy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. All my life, I'm watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. Oh, 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 there's panic in America.
17 minutes past 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It is our inauguration show special. As Donald Trump becomes President of the United States of America in under 4 hours' time.
Yesterday was easy as I got the news.
But why would I be playing Razor Light's song America on what is, to all intents and purposes, a talk radio station? It does link to today's big story, but I'll admit, Cornelius is down there in our live performance space. Hello, Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hi, John. Hi there.
Can you hear Razor Light's America down there? Can you hear that?
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah. Sorry, I was just listening to Virgin as well.
Right, fine. I'm just playing it because it links into today's big story. I don't know whether you play along at home. I'll play along in the performance area downstairs. Cornelius, I know you're probably trying to guess why I would play Razor Lights America!
That's a tough one.
Do you want to hazard a guess how it links to today's big story?
There's only one big story today, isn't there? Mm. That's that Razor Light are getting back together. I'm so excited. Johnny Burrell, Andy Burrows, the other two.
Yeah.
Who are we speaking to? Johnny? Someone from the enemy?
No, it's this big story's America.
Why?
It's going to be the Donald Trump thing. It's the Donald Trump inauguration thing.
Who?
Yep. So that is today's big story. Ask broadcasts through the glass. She has to get us a guest. Everyone's put a bit of effort in today. Everyone's put a lot of work into today. As you can tell, we have a live performance space downstairs. We're filling it with artists and musicians to rival and nay better Donald Trump's inauguration show. Ask Broadcast, though, now has to do her job and book a guest. So everyone else has put some work in. Let's see how this goes. That's the noise around makes.
That's not very fair, is it?
Could you book as a guest, please, Cass? I want you to get me. Okay, this will be good. I want you to get me from America on telephone.
On telephone?
On telephone.
Yeah.
Somebody from Donald Trump's, who's working today on Donald Trump's transition team. I want someone who's got in the inner circle with Donald Trump, actually working with him today, to talk to on the telephone, to talk about Donald Trump's inauguration. And I want them on the phone from America in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Everyone's putting the work in today, even Cass. Let's see what we can dredge up. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ginny's Make It Better Jambalaya.
So, my son Ravi and his girlfriend have just split up again. Apparently it's the worst thing to ever happen in the history of the world. That's young love, I suppose. It's just as well I have the cure for a broken heart. I make it in a big pan. Sausage jambalaya, Cajun style. Pork sausages fried in olive oil with rice and plenty of seasoning. At least there's one woman in his life who'll never dump him.
Find Ginny's Make It Better jambalaya recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Captur, with a hands-free key card and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus, Renault Finance, order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903, 24 monthly payments of £159, final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only, subject to status, over 18s, T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £70 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With the whole world watching Donald Trump become president, what's next? Read the Times tomorrow to find out what the 45th presidency of the United States has in store. How the man who divided a nation plans to make America great again. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Worcestershire, the M42 southbound is closed between Junction 1 for Bromsgrove and Junction 4A for the M5 with queuing traffic. It's due to a lorry fire. There is a diversion onto the A38, which is also very busy. In Burton-on-Trent in Staffordshire, the A38 northbound is blocked at the Branston interchange with congestion back to Barton under Needwood. And the M62 eastbound queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between 26 for Chambar and 27 for Gilderson. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The all-new Jaguar F-Pace is the ultimate practical SUV.
It's actually a performance car.
It has 5 spacious seats and 650 litres of boot space.
0 to 60 in just 5.1 seconds.
And it can achieve up to 57.7 miles per gallon.
Race-inspired driving dynamics.
It's a car for the whole family.
Yeah, tell them that.
All-new F-Pace, Jaguar's first SUV. Experience performance from every perspective. Search F-Pace. Jaguar. The art of performance. 0 to 60 applicable to 380 PS engine. MPG applies to 2-litre diesel rear-wheel drive manual in test conditions for comparative purposes only. Real-world figures may differ.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, welcome. And if you're not just joining us, you're still welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Today, of course, big day in Washington, D.C. in just under 4 hours, 3.5 hours or so. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th President of the United States of America. He could not get anyone to perform of note at his inauguration ceremony. Of course, people kept pulling out, dropping out. Today, we have bettered his show by booking acts, my friend. He's got some people you've never heard of. We've got a balloon modeler who's going to make us a balloon Trump. We've got a magician, that's right. He couldn't get a Bruce Springsteen tribute act. No, they pulled out. We've got one. They'll be live on the radio this afternoon performing Bruce Springsteen songs for us, not the big orange space hopper man. No. It's all coming live to you today from the performance space, which we've stolen from our sister station, Virgin Radio. Ordinarily, it's home to bands that they have in session. Today, it's home to us. Cornelius is down there now. Can you hear me, Cornelius?
Yes, I can. Hello, John.
Hello there. Right. We're also very pleased to welcome a barbershop quartet to the show who are performing Trump-related barbershop quartet tunes for us as we've been going along. Let's hear another one.
Baz has gone away. What more can I say? Barrack doesn't live here anymore. Barbershop
Quartet there live. Performing live for us downstairs. See the effort we've gone to? We could have just, like, recorded that, but no, we've got them live. There's 4 of them. And why have we done it? Well, because he is almost upon us. In just over 3.5 hours, as I said, Humpty Trumpty will sit not on his wall, but stand at his podium and give his inaugural address, which is, of course, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500, United States of America, America, the Earth, the Universe, space. We don't know exactly what he's going to say yet. Something about unity, something about making America great again. something about grabbing cats or something. But what a show it promises to be. We know there's going to be a flyby of Muslims. I think what they've done is they've installed a giant catapult there at the moment Donald Trump takes office. It's going to launch Muslims into the sky in the direction of back to where they came from. There's going to be a giant mechanical jiggling figure, 60 foot high, that'll move its giant hands around, jerking to mock any disabled reporters that might be covering the ceremony. Plus, they've flown in some Russian prostitutes to perform their act onto 12 dozen star-spangled mattresses. Or are we being unfair? Should we actually just let the big orange fella get on with it? Well, let's find out. On the line, then, it's Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes. She's worldwide vice president of Republicans overseas. She's part of Donald Trump's transition team. Hello, Jan.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. So, first question is, are his critics being a bit unfair?
Well, I think that they are, yes. The simple answer is yes, and they need to give him a chance, and they need to stop rehashing things that happened during the campaign and pay attention to him. The problem is that people take him literally and not seriously. Please start taking him seriously.
When you say take him seriously, though, I mean, are the things that his critics would say are laughable, are offensive, and all of those words that have been used, should we be taking those seriously? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that went on during the campaign.
Yeah.
Since he has won the election and has been president-elect, he has not been offensive. He's been behaving himself very, very well.
That's a good thing, then. The thing is, how can we discount everything he said during the campaign? I mean, it's still him, isn't it? It's still his views, is it?
Well, you know, if you want to hold on to it, then you're going to miss out being able to appreciate what he is going to do for the United States. I think you need to focus on what he is doing now and get over it.
Okay,
and
what is it? What is he doing? Okay, that's actually a good point. What right now, because you're part of the team, right? So right now, a few hours before he's sworn in, what is he doing right now?
He is getting ready to head over to the White House. The ritual is he will have coffee and a conversation with President Obama.
Yep.
And they will head with their wives to the Capitol together.
All right. I mean, what's you know, as someone who's sort of an insider on this and anything else, what's that meeting going to be like? Because we know that Obama and Trump sort of put a brave public face on it, but sort of behind the scenes.
Well, you know what? I think that today they will be exceedingly courteous with one another.
Yeah.
Exceedingly so. And, Obama's been trying not to have any of his legacy, you know, destroyed, but I can tell you that what is going to happen is that his executive orders will be destroyed.
Yeah, yeah. Are you having a party there, Jan? Is that what I can hear in the background?
No, I'm not. What happened is that a headset got that was on my neck.
I see.
Got turned on, and so just bear with me because literally I'm stuck in it.
You're stuck in a... That's breaking news. One of Trump's transition team is stuck in a headset.
Can you hear me now?
Three hours before he takes office. That's absolutely fine. What are the... I'm glad you escaped from it. What is he going to do? I mean, he said we've got to watch the things he's going to do for America and presumably the world as well. What is the first thing he's going to do on taking office, Jan?
He is going to repeal some of Obama's executive orders that have been found to be illegal. That will be one of the first.
Hang on. What's illegal? Which ones are illegal? What's illegal?
The ones that deal with immigration.
Okay.
In fact, the Supreme Court ruled against Obama.
Right. Okay. So that's going to be one of the first ones that's going to be. Okay. So when did we find out that this was illegal? Was that like just now or ages ago?
Oh no. Ages ago. It's been about 6 to 8 months that the Supreme Court ruled that Obama was committed, it was terrible for him to have done that, and the Supreme Court said it is unacceptable.
Right. Unacceptable and illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unacceptable and illegal.
So Obama broke the law?
Yeah.
Is Trump going to put him in prison?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Okay. Tell me very quickly, because I know we haven't got a lot of time, tell me very quickly what, because I've been referring to you as part of the Trump transition team, what does the transition team do, Jan? What's your role?
Okay, well, the transition team started out, the Obama administration has their transition team,
yep.
And both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump last May had to start putting their transition team together. It's a law that came into effect so that there is this smooth transition. Donald Trump has to appoint 4,000 political appointees.
Yep.
And so that is one of the roles. The other is analyzing all of the policies that are going on, what needs to be transferred over, what are the issues. And then there are teams that are interviewing ambassador candidates, doing the vetting.
Oh, I see.
It is literally every aspect of running the government.
Carrying his furniture in.
Covering the bases, yeah. I'm going to have to go.
Okay, just one very quick final question, if I can. Back in August, I think you said in an interview that Donald Trump was out of control and you were concerned about his psychological state. Is that right?
No. I wrote an article in June that Donald Trump had the right temperament at the right time. I asked him to take the presidential temperament assessment. People love not talking about the positive aspect of his temperament. I was concerned about his behavior at that moment,
yep.
And I raised it because everyone brings it back up that I get to get my temperament point back in, and Donald Trump has the perfect temperament. Look, all of us have periods of being unbalanced. I was concerned what was going on, what happened. I said it on August 3rd. On August 17th, he put in new campaign manager and a new strategist.
Yep.
And they were the first people that told him the truth. 2 days later, he came out and he said, I understand I said things that are offensive. I apologize. I regret it.
All right. Okay.
And so that told me.
All right.
And I'm going to have to say goodbye
you
now.
Say goodbye, by all means. You've got quite a busy day. We appreciate your time taking time out from transitioning the Trump in order to talk to us on Talk Radio. Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, she's the Worldwide Vice President of Republicans Overseas, talking to us from America, actually, and part of Trump's transition team. Thought at one point he was psychologically unbalanced, now has changed her mind. You decide. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Anna, just after 1:30, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. It's thought up to 900,000 people will gather to watch Donald Trump become the 45th president of the United States later. But some Democrats and celebrities are boycotting the event in Washington. One man who will definitely be there is former UKIP leader Nigel Farage. He's been invited by the governor of Mississippi. The self-styled anti-establishment figure spoke at a lavish party at a five-star hotel last night.
It's time now, please, to end that disbelief and to say, we did it!
Meanwhile, anti-Trump demonstrations are taking place across the world. In the UK, people have been gathering on Tower Bridge in central London, and other protests are planned later in Cardiff, Leeds, Liverpool and Manchester. Eight people, including two children, have reportedly been rescued from the Italian hotel, which was buried in an avalanche on Wednesday. Italian media say police have confirmed the number to them after originally saying six survivors had been found. An inquiry has found widespread abuse at a series of children's homes run by the church and charities in Northern Ireland. It's been recommended that victims should receive compensation payments ranging between £7,500 and £100,000. The new president of the Gambia says his country will rejoin the Commonwealth and make Britain its number one partner. A deadline for his predecessor to hand over power or face being forcibly removed by the military has now passed. And Britain's Dan Evans has reached the fourth round of a Grand Slam tennis event for the first time in his career. He beat home favourite Bernard Tomic in straight sets to join Andy Murray in the Australian Open last 16. The weather very cold and sunny this afternoon with a few extra clouds in the north. Highs of 8 Celsius. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. You're looking forward to the swearing later?
The swearing in of Donald Trump?
No, just when I do some swearing later.
Oh, well,
why not?
Okay. Don't forget, on the programme as well, we are giving away a nuclear deterrent this afternoon, should everything kick off tomorrow in the world. If you would like to win, what we've got here is a... let me just get the right details up. A 20,000-tonne Ohio-class Trident submarine to give away. Now, that's armed with eight Mirved W-88 warheads. Each of them, those warheads, has a range of 4,000 miles. You can deter other states from attacking with this. Of course, this is all to do with the promise of retaliation and the possibility of mutually assured destruction. If you'd like to win a nuclear deterrent, a submarine with nuclear capability, this afternoon, just text 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then put the word submarine, so we know that's what you'd like. And we will post that submarine to you. Right. Thanks, Victoria. Thank you very much for that.
It's okay.
Headline Hijack on the way, of course, as ever, even though it's an inauguration show special, Headline Hijack still exists. But inauguration Headline Hijacks, I think, today, please. If you're making up a news story, to see it in the news at 2, masquerading as truth. It seems apt today, given Trump's obsession with fake news, that we put fake news in the news at 2 every single day, long before it was fashionable. Please do get those two as the lines are open. But make them Trump-related for today. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll do Headline Hijack. We'll get through some of them next.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
Among the things we're going to be talking about on The Unexplained this Sunday night with me, Howard Hughes, Uri Geller has been in the news this week. I'll be asking him why. He's on the show direct from his home in Israel. The life and times of the astronaut Gene Cernan, the last man to walk on the moon who died this week, and the ongoing mystery of Flight MH370. Plus, there's more.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so to Headline Hijack, then. Good afternoon, by the way. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Today, a special inauguration show, we have, just because Donald could not get anyone of note to play his inauguration ceremony, we've got a better show than his. Live, we've hijacked Virgin Radio's live space. They call it the Red Room. I don't know why it's not red, it's black, but anyway. We've nicked it. We've Talk Radio'd it up. We've got live music. We've got a Bruce Springsteen tribute act in there later because he couldn't get one of those. We've got that. We've got a magician. We've got a woman who makes balloon animals. We've got a barbershop quartet. We've got all stuff going on down there. Cornelius is back in the studio. You've been down there.
Yeah, I've been running up and down.
Downstairs. Yeah, it's looking good down there, isn't it? It's like almost professional.
Yeah, I know. It's because, I don't know why. I think they've got someone outside to do it external.
So anyway, we will be live streaming, for those that have been asking, live streaming. Are we periscoping it?
It'll be on Twitter Live, which is Periscope.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
So keep an eye on the Talk Radio Twitter, but only at certain intervals.
Not this boring nonsense we're doing, but when the acts are on, we will be Twitter living it, periscoping it, I believe the kids call it. But for now, Headline Hijack, what have we got coming in, Cornelius? Lots coming in, John.
Yes, Patrick sent one in.
Hi, Patrick. Do you want to read out?
Yeah, okay. ISIS has released a statement today encouraging its fighters around the world not to attack the inauguration today and to leave America alone for the time being. They said that it would be easier for just to let America self-destruct itself.
Self-destruct itself?
Yes, under the terror of Donald Trump, rather than going to the effort of planning an attack.
Yeah. This has come in from Nula. Security for Trump's inauguration had been briefed today to judge people on their skin colour, it's emerged. Now, this is shocking news, of course. Now, it turns out no one is going to be admitted to any of the events if they have the wrong skin colour, according to Trump's edict. A bit of a shock here. Essentially, the details are, if anyone has oranger skin than Trump himself, they won't be allowed in. And this is apparently after demands that the president-elect wants to be the most tanned person at the event today in Washington. So that's why. If you've got a headline hijack, to get it into the news at 2, it's very simple. You just send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll meet a Lonely Luncher after the break as well. The Lonely Luncher today, live from America, Lonely Lunch Club, where she is, Lonely Breakfast Club. We'll do it next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Thursday the 26th to the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
Mmm. Oh.
That's Steve. He's supposed to be telling you about how to make delicious food for less with me, Miguel Barclay. Nice?
Mmm.
It only costs £1 per portion.
£1?
£1.
Amazing.
Get 15 of my recipes exclusively inside Fabulous Magazine's 12-page special. Free inside the Sun on Sunday this weekend.
Mm-mm.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M40 northbound in Oxfordshire, there's queuing traffic due to an earlier accident to Junction 9 for Bicester, although all lanes have been reopened. Still that problem in Bristol, the M4 Second Severn crossing, one lane closed and very slow traffic due to an accident between Junction 22 for the M49 and 23 for the M48. The M6 northbound in Warwickshire, one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down car transporter at Junction 3A for the M6 toll. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The all-new Jaguar F-Pace is the ultimate practical SUV.
It's actually a performance car.
It has 5 spacious seats and 650 litres of boot space.
0 to 60 in just 5.1 seconds.
And it can achieve up to 57.7 miles per gallon.
Race-inspired driving dynamics.
It's a car for the whole family.
Yeah, tell them that.
All-new F-Pace, Jaguar's first SUV. Experience performance from every perspective. Search F-Pace. Jaguar. The art of performance. 0 to 60 applicable to 380 PS engine. MPG applies to 2-litre diesel rear-wheel drive manual in test conditions for comparative purposes only. Real-world figures may differ.
This afternoon, Donald Trump will become the 45th president of the United States of America.
What we've done is so special.
And you can hear the whole thing unfold live here on Talk Radio with me, Sam Delaney, for our presidential inauguration special.
All over the world they're talking about.
We'll be speaking to a whole range of pundits and experts on both sides of the Atlantic as we pick the bones out of one of the most historic days in American politics.
We are going to make America great again.
Donald Trump inauguration with Sam Delaney and Charlie Wolf.
This afternoon from 4.
Make sure you're here to listen.
On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's Sam Delaney with you live, covering the ceremony, of course, on Talk Radio this afternoon with Charlie Wolf in the studio as well. The inauguration fun continues, of course, here. This is sort of an... what I'm going to call this is a sort of inauguration tribute act, because, you know, Donald Trump, of course, has his tribute... he wanted a tribute band to Bruce Springsteen. They didn't didn't get them. They pulled out. But he's got his inauguration show happening. It's not very good, but ours is better because we are bringing you live inauguration show action from our acts this afternoon. We'll hear more of them in a moment. But before that, looking at the news, I mean, you've heard Sam Delaney talking about it there. All the news today is concerning Washington, D.C. All eyes and ears, of course, are on that city. But it still remains that the news is quite complicated. I don't know, Cornelius, I don't know whether you...
I can't get my head around it.
Well, it's a complicated business, isn't it? As Donald Trump himself, I think, probably said at some point...
Complicated business.
Didn't he say that, didn't he? At the so he thinks he's there. I mean, he's part of it. And he thinks it's very much a...
Complicated business.
And he just can't get his head around it. But it's all right, because if he's listening to the show now, and I know he is... Good afternoon, Donald. Only because our show is better than his one. We've got better people on ours, as you know. The news being quite complicated, we like to explain it on this programme. We like to do it through the medium of Japanese poetry, of course, because when you drill down into the news, as we've said before, when you frack the news, what you get really deep down inside it isn't shale gas, but is Oriental short form verse. Stop coughing. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Bye-bye, Barak. Barak, goodbye. Bye-bye, Barak. Don't make me cry.
The news in American haikus. We have live acts for you, as I've been saying. Later, balloon modelling on the radio. Can we make a balloon Trump? Keep listening and we'll find out. There's also a magician, and also we've got very exclusively, because it's better than anything Donald managed to get, one of those people who dressed as Yoda on a stick. And live music as we bring in a Bruce Springsteen tribute band. He wanted one, he couldn't get one, we've got one. And we have a barbershop quartet down in our performance area that we've nicked off Virgin Radio. They're down there now with Cornelius.
Hello guys, I'm pretending I'm conducting them, but right. So yeah, are we ready?
Here we go.
Donald says he's gonna build a wall, build a wall. And the Mexicans will fund it all, fund it all.
Barbershop Quartet live in Virgin Radio's session studio live room thing, exclusively for Talk Radio this afternoon because we've hijacked the space for our inauguration tribute show. Now, regular listeners will know that this is where we induct someone ourselves into our very own Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. Those that are lunching alone, made to feel fewer lonely by way of idle chit-chat on the radio. They come on the radio, they tell us why they're lunching alone. Now, today being the day that it is, we're crossing live to Washington, D.C., where we meet Remy. Hello, Remy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, we're very good. Thank you very much, Remy. It's kind of breakfast time for you over there, isn't it? It's sort of, I guess it's, what time it's...
It's 8:50 currently.
8:50
in DC.
So it's kind of lonely breakfast club for you, but I know you're lunching alone breakfasting alone. And why are you doing that? I mean, Washington DC must be a packed city today, Remy. Surely, but you've chosen to breakfast alone.
I came up. I know. I'm not sure if you guys know about the Women's March on Washington that's supposed to take place tomorrow.
Yeah,
but. There's going to be millions of us, and so I'm an actor in New York City, and my schedule is flexible enough, so I came up a day early just to kind of, I don't know, feel the energy of the other side, because I'm not a Trump person, but I'm always curious to see, you know, who those people are and how they're still excited about this.
Yeah, and what's the mood, would you say, then, at the moment in Washington? I mean, because the reports over here are that there are hundreds and thousands of people, of course, getting to Washington today, but they don't know the percentage of protesters or Trump fans. I mean, how does it sort of feel at the moment?
It's a very strange energy because it's kind of like the day after election day when everyone was on the streets and you were kind of looking at each other being like, who did you vote for? Mm. It was like such a strange energy that I don't think I've ever felt in any election since I've been born and I'm, you know, American grown. Mm. It's weird because there's some people you can feel are super somber and others are very excited, and both sides are kind of afraid to express that to the other side when they're in the same space.
Yeah, I guess it's because it's unlike any other presidential election ever, I suppose. The division between the voters is huge, isn't it? It's a huge gulf.
Yes, and I think that that was the intention of, you know, our incoming president's party.
Yeah.
They really used scare tactics and just really a lot of verbiage to divide instead of to unite.
Yeah. Tell us about the march that you're up in Washington for then. This is the Women's March, isn't it?
So I guess it was organized a few weeks ago, and they just, I mean, the numbers are crazy. I've been in a group called Pantsuit Nation for a while now, which was Hillary supporters. And I honestly, I don't love Hillary Clinton, but it was anyone but him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the uniting thing is with all of these women, is that this isn't about a Republican thing. It's not really about those normal issues that we're fighting against. There's going to be women that are pro-life. It's the fact that this is a man who has openly disparaged whole groups of people, including women, and continues to say that he uplifts and supports us. But really, all the women in his life, he's just using as pawns. And we are not really into going back to a time before suffrage, or
yeah.
Not saying that it could be that extreme, but it feels that extreme sometimes.
He even, as we know, paid some Russian ones to wee on a mattress. That's how.
Apparently fake news.
Apparently,
I
don't know whether you've heard it. Apparently,
even if CNN comes out and confirms that it's fake news.
As part of the show, I think you know, he couldn't get anybody for his inauguration show. People kept pulling out of it. And so on. There is a rumor, and keep your eye out for this, that he has hired the Russian prostitutes to perform their act on a dozen star-spangled mattresses, Remy. Yeah, so keep your eyes out if that happens. What have you had? The other question we have to ask you, as you are being inducted into our lonely brackets American Breakfast Club, what have you had for breakfast? Have you had your breakfast yet, Remy?
So I'm sitting in this restaurant in Georgetown called The Tombs. One of my cousins went here for college, and I was asking where would be the place to go to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And apparently this is the place that all of the Georgetown kids go, and he recommended the artichoke and crab dip, and that's what I'm having.
There you go, artichoke and crab dip.
Life.
Yeah. See, they're pretentious and hipster over there as well. Remy, you get a choice now. It does not matter to us that you are on the other side of the Atlantic. You still are in the running for one of our fabulous souvenir gift prizes, having been inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. You'll now, Remy, hear some...
Citizenship to the UK, because I'm ready to leave.
What, sorry?
I said, is it citizenship to the UK?
Well, keep listening and find out. It's either citizenship to the UK or a crap mug. You keep listening and find out. Here comes some music, and then you'll hear a description, brief description of each of the items, and then you get to choose one at the end. Here comes the first one.
A Talk Radio mug.
Right, I'm going to do my best to explain these to you. Talk Radio is basically this station, and a mug is what you put your cup of Joe in.
to get that. Yeah. American. All right. Okay. Okay, is it another one?
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
So the Metro isn't a train, it's a free newspaper you get at the train. I've picked it up at a train station, then used a Sharpie, which you have, and wrote some haikus, which are from Japan, on it.
Japan.
Love it.
It says the F word on it today.
Oh, good. Bonus.
A Talk Sport mug.
Talk Sport, basically, is some drunk old men discussing soccer and Hawksby.
And they've got mugs.
A copy of a portrait of an idiot is a young man.
Right, so the old man you're talking to at the moment, he's written a book about growing up. And this is special. I've translated it into American for you. So I've gone in and just scribbled out all the U's every time the word colour is used.
Thank you very much.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yeah, right. Well, TalkSport 2 is basically, there's this man called Ray Stubbs who isn't drunk. But he likes to talk about sports that no one cares about, like American sports.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Well, obviously you know who Colin Murray is and you know why he left. But he left behind these calendars, which is but from last year, but we still have them and give them away.
We got them out of a skip.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Okay, you know Roswell is the... You know the people who hang outside Roswell and stuff like that, and they wear colanders on their head. It's one of those, but we use them to drain food in this country.
It's weird, isn't it? You won't understand that. Anyway, one of those could be your prize. We got a colander, by the way, because there was an email. We wanted a calendar. There was a typo in the email, Remy, to be honest. Anyway, out of all of those things, and what a great array of things, which one would you like us to wing it across the Atlantic at you?
I think I would like the newspaper with the haiku.
You have chosen wisely. Remy, thank you. Have a good day. Have a good march tomorrow. And thanks for talking to us all the way from Washington, D.C. That's a lonely breakfaster there, Remy. She's in a cafe eating something poncy with artichokes in it in America on the day, in the very city where Donald Trump is being inaugurated later on today. Lonely Lunch Club. If you want to get involved, we do it every day. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. It is our special inauguration tribute show today. After 2 o'clock, more live acts who are downstairs in Virgin Radio's Red Room. Red Room. It's not red, it's sort of draped with black cloth, and we put a Talk Radio sort of banner up. Anyway, that's happening. We have for you in the next 2 hours a magician. It's better than Trump's show. We've got a lady who makes balloon models. One of those people who dress as Yoda and sit on a stick in the street. We've got that. And we've got a Bruce Springsteen tribute band all coming on the programme, plus special correspondents as we go along live from America talking us through this day. And next, work experience punditry. An inauguration special. Of course it is. It's Friday. It's inauguration day. It's also my daughter's 7th birthday. It's 2 o'clock.
Winner.
It's 2 o'clock. Oh, yeah, that's right. We need a winner for Headline Hijack. That's why I'm doing it. Somebody's got their made-up news story in the news, which is next. Who is it going to be? It's going to be there, coming out of Victoria, masquerading as fact.
It's Mike.
Where's Mike from?
Spellthorn.
There we go. Mike in Spellthorn. You've got your made-up news story in the news next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right, your car's all ready. Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Simon.
We know every Nissan back to front. So for total peace of mind, visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 22nd of January. Get a deposit contribution of £500 or even £1,000 on X-Trail, plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 15-kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £70 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
On Friday afternoon, with 2 hours, 44 minutes to go before Donald Trump is sworn in as the 45th President of the United States of America. This is our inauguration tribute show. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's here with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump hours away from becoming president. Rallies are being held in protest. And avalanche survivors pulled from the rubble.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has tweeted that it all begins today as he prepares for his inauguration as the 45th president of the United States. The president-elect and his wife are attending prayer services at a church near the White House. Thousands of people are gathering in Washington to celebrate a new start for the U.S. But this woman is part of a protest to oppose him.
I don't feel he was elected in a fair way. I think he's misogynistic. I think he's a sexist pig. We have to do something about it. So we're just trying to just be here.
But Jan Halper-Hayes, who's part of his transitional team, has told John Holmes he is the right man for the job.
People love not talking about the positive aspect of his temperament. I was concerned about his behavior at that moment, yep. And I raised it because everyone brings it back up that I get to get my temperament point back in. And Donald Trump has the perfect temperament.
Police in Italy say two girls are among eight people found alive in a hotel which was hit by an avalanche on Wednesday. Rescue workers are digging through snow and debris to try and find at least 30 people who are thought to be trapped. A major child abuse inquiry is recommending victims of institutional child abuse in Northern Ireland should be offered tax-free compensation. It's also found there's no credible evidence to support claims a paedophile ring containing British establishment figures abused boys at Belfast King Cora Boys Home. The new Gambian president says he considers the UK to be his country's number one trading partner. Adama Barrow's predecessor is still in the Gambia's capital after refusing to step down as he doesn't accept the result of the election. And BT is putting up its prices for internet connections and some calls, and it's starting to charge £3.50 a month for BT Sport. Broadband customers will typically pay around 5 or 6% more across their bundle.
What? All I heard you say was across your bundle. What are you talking about?
BT packages going up the cost.
Right, I just said packages and bundle. I wonder what you're talking about. What the hell was any news for a minute there?
Media as opposed to anything else.
Okay, fine. Just checking.
Good.
You all right?
Yeah, are you?
Good, looking forward to the inauguration.
It's definitely going to be an historic day, isn't it?
You're going to, by that, I mean, like, our show. So you're going to go downstairs and watch The Magician.
What time's The Magician?
Don't know.
Okay, then I don't know whether I will or not.
The Balloon Modeller. Bruce Springsteen, I can tell you the Bruce Springsteen.
I would like a balloon.
Well, see what ask the balloon modeller. We're going to try and make a balloon Trump.
Do you have orange and yellow balloons?
I imagine we do. Mm. And we also have a Bruce Springsteen tribute band playing after 3:30, so you're going to see that. Because he wanted one of those, he couldn't get it.
I know.
Couldn't get it. Right, okay, it is our inauguration special. Ben's here now with
me.
What?
I've got to do weather.
Oh, I thought you'd done that.
Talk
Sorry.
Radio, national weather.
Can you sing to me, please?
It's called Victoria, it's got the weather, it's got the weather, it's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. A very cold and sunny afternoon. A bit cloudier in the north. Highs of 8 degrees.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho is hopeful that Memphis Depay impresses at Lyon because he might come back to Old Trafford one day. The Dutch forward joins the French side, with United having a buyback option. Previous boss Louis van Gaal only brought him to the club a year and a half ago. Mourinho says Depay has the potential to be a quality player.
He's very young, so I think he's important for the club to keep control of his talent. And we all wish that he plays very, very well at Olympique Lyon. And why not to come back? Because everyone here likes him.
England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones has told TalkSport that Owen Farrell could succeed Dylan Hartley as captain. The Australian says Farrell could be the guy to take the armband. And the uncertainty surrounding Hartley's future is the reality of the role. Finally, Dan Evans has reached the last 16 of a Grand Slam for the first time in his career. He's into the fourth round of the Australian Open after beating Bernard Tomic 7-5, 7-6, 7-6. Evans will face Joe Wilfried Tsonga next. Andy Murray is also through. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, media outlets have been told they will not be allowed to film or picture Donald Trump's hand on the Bible when he takes the presidential oath today. The president-elect is famously very sensitive about his allegedly tiny hands, which it's claimed will only cover a quarter of the book's front cover.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Bringing you a live show live today from the live area of our sister station, Virgin Radio. Cornelius is down there now. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John.
Okay, and just talk to us very quickly, if you would, through the live space.
Well, it's basically the canteen, John. Let's not beat around the bush. Yeah. I'm currently looking at Chris, our sound tech, who's very busy on his phone, and the magician and the balloon artist.
Yeah, they're all ready to go. Look at that. We've got a lineup that beats Trump's by quite some considerable margin.
Yeah, it very much reminds me of when Busted performed here, actually.
That's right.
Pretty much the same setup.
Yeah, and also, of course, no one has heard of any of the people playing at Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony, but people, I think, all over the world have heard of balloons.
Yes, that's correct.
So, already, we're a step ahead. I know we've got a barbershop quartet live with us as well.
Yeah.
So let's hear a little bit from a barbershop quartet downstairs in the live room.
He likes the urine of the ladies of the night.
He likes the urine of the ladies of the night. Barbershop Quartet, live downstairs. See, we've gone to an effort today, we really have. Barbershop Quartet live in the Talk Radio live room. As we bring you our inauguration special. Now, of course, if you've listened to any of the media today, what you'll have noticed is that everybody and their arse have got correspondence over in the United States of America. We'll talk to ours momentarily. We're also going to be bringing you facts this afternoon about the inauguration. Okay, so a lot of people are wanting to know. All the papers are full of this kind of stuff, facts and figures all about the inauguration and how historic it is. Please feel free to contribute. As you know, if you're a regular listener, we like to learn on this programme. For instance, we now know that a giant glass dome is being placed over the centre of Washington, D.C. this afternoon to prevent embarrassment for Trump. That dome going to be stopping any winds, which could have blown his wig off. His wig, of course, today, Donald Trump, it's his ordinary hair, but it's, as you know, specially woven from the hair of American serial killers. Years gone by, the hair collected as trophies by America's serial killers, woven into a wig. That's what Donald Trump wears on his head. If you've got a fact that you'd like to send to us, 87222.
Starting message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
Now at 2:10 UK time. Just like other media outlets, then, we are now going over live to America, where our correspondent Bernard Rush is waiting to talk to us. Good afternoon, Bernard. Good afternoon.
That's got it. Are you okay? Hi. Who's this?
This is Talk Radio. John Holmes here, Talk Radio.
Right, okay. Are you rolling?
Yep, we're rolling.
Okay.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Thank you, Yon. Sorry, go again.
So,
3, 2, still rolling.
And 1, rolling. Hang on, no, we stop. Wait a minute.
Okay, I'll do the counting if it's okay.
We stop rolling.
So,
let me tell you when we roll again.
There's a bit of a delay.
Let me
lay on the... Oh. Okay.
We're rolling now. Rolling.
3, 2, 1.
Yep.
Thank you, Yon. Well, DC is, of course, a city which changes its profile with every administration. From the great preapus of the National Monument thrusting skyward in such a compensating sort of a way for a country whose dominance of the world stage is perhaps on the wane, right down to Foggy Bottom. Look it up. Still rolling.
Still rolling now. We're still rolling.
I've been smoking
more, can
it.
You do more reporting?
I'm trying to do the report, mate.
Reporting, more reporting, please.
I've been soaking it all in over the last couple of days while fruitlessly.
Sorry, can I stop you there? Stop you there. Could you sound? I've been watching this happen all morning and on the radio and the television, and their reporters all sound a little bit more earnest. Could you do that for us?
No. I've been soaking it all in over the last couple of days while fruitlessly petitioning English-speaking broadcasters around the world to pay me even a token fee to appear on their rubbish little tinpot radio shows. But it's great to be here, Yon, on Talk Sport.
John.
Whatever. I started the morning with a rooftop brunch at Perry's in Adams Morgan, and I was treated to a really eye-popping cabaret. Eye-popping, particularly since being seated, I was at waist height for the dancers. But they were extremely handsome ladies, Yon. All of them.
Can you stop rolling for a moment? Just a bit of admin. I'm going to come in because I don't know whether you've ever done this before, Bernard. But how it works is that as the host, I ask a question, you answer it, and then we'll sort of go from there.
Okay.
Is that right? Okay. I'll let you know when we're rolling.
Yeah, whatever you want. I was just trying to do just
we're not rolling
yet. Standalone piece.
No, wait a minute.
You're rolling?
Now we're rolling.
3, 2, 1.
I'll count this bit in because I'm going to do the question. 3.
Fine.
2. Ah. 1. Bernard, you're in Washington, D.C. I know you're down at the inauguration area. Could you tell us a bit about the what we hear? There's going to be a flyby of Muslims later for the ceremony, in which, of course, the giant catapult that they've had put in is going to be launching Muslims out of the country the moment Donald Trump becomes president. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's correct, Joe. It's actually, it's a flyby of, they're going to dump them all out.
Of a plane.
Without parachutes.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you just, if you're lucky, you catch a bit of a...
Muslim in the face.
I didn't really look it up. I was on the phone, I said to, was it Kathy? She said she wanted a standalone piece, so I'm not really ready for.
You know, you haven't been briefed correctly, really. I mean, what I wanted was sort of a two-way correspondent sort of vibe.
Who do I invoice for this?
Going on, Denny Morris. He's the boss. Write that down.
Denny. Weird.
Yeah. Well, you wrap this bit up now. Wrap it up.
I'll just do this bit. Okay.
Just wrap it up. Cause we'll come back to you anyway later. Anyway, let me just check. Are we rolling? No, they stopped rolling now. Hang on. Yeah, it's rolling again now.
A very
Do you want me to count you in?
Okay, fine.
3, 2. I'll do it. 2. I'll do it because I can see when we're rolling or not.
Okay. All right. I don't care. I literally don't care.
And 1 rolling.
a very divided America.
Thank you very much. That's Bernard Rush.
You can cut that together, right?
Yeah, no problem. We just edit it to make sense. Bernard Rush, special correspondent there. No, talking to us from Washington, D.C. He'll be with us throughout the afternoon, of course, bringing us the latest from the inauguration ceremony. It's 2:15 in the afternoon now. And it's time for work experience punditry. As, well, as we've been talking about, inauguration facts, of course. Facts and figures. And a man who has some to share, because, you know, like in the newspapers that are full of it today, we thought we'd just join in with that, is Haneel. If you're a regular listener, you'll know Haneel. Hello, Haneel.
Hello, John. How are you?
It's Daniel with a typo, essentially.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Parents very clumsy.
Reviews stuff for us, and today, kind of, I guess, inauguration review, really, is it? Or preview?
Yeah, I suppose preview, yeah, looking at some facts. Not that it matters whether you have them correct or not these days.
It doesn't matter.
I've tried, yeah. But we'll see how it goes.
All right, fine.
I like my intro music this time, by the way. It's much better than the...
It's America themed, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's quite noble, isn't it?
Yes.
So I thought I'd start by talking about attendances. So they're expecting about 800,000 people to come tonight. That's about 10 Wembley stadiums full of people.
Yep.
So that's a lot, basically.
It's fewer than Obama had, though, isn't
it? Is, yeah. So the first time he inaugurated, it had 1.8 million.
Yeah.
Which is...
How many Wembley stadiums is that?
Lots more.
Okay.
There's no way of knowing. There's no way of figuring it out. Lyndon Johnson had 1.2 million in 1965.
Yeah.
And Obama, sorry, again, to go back to him, in 2009, he had 29.2% of TV viewings, which is the highest percentage since Reagan.
Yeah.
Double Bush in 05, but only half what the Beatles got when they were on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964.
These are good statistics, one and all, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They're all on the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I found them.
Good. Typical work experience.
There's... a quarter of the number of people expected today are going to be doing the Women's March tomorrow, which is the non-violent march, sort of just protesting the whole thing.
A quarter? That's about half of all women, then. Some more statistics.
There are more than 400,000 women in America alone, actually.
Yeah, but a quarter is, you know, if you think half of the people there are probably women, a quarter of the people, that means half the women.
I doubt it's the same women, though. Who are going to the inauguration as who are going to protest it.
Well, what did it say on the internet?
It didn't clarify. It said we don't know.
Anyway, so we spoke to Remy earlier.
Who caught the tail end of that.
Yeah, who is going on that march tomorrow. She was talking to us in Washington, D.C. So I do believe there is a march. Yes, that's
there true. Is, yeah. Well, there's going to be about 199,999 other people there.
Yeah.
And there's also going to be a march in London tomorrow as well, a women's march as well. So
Is it going to join up in a sort of giant conga across the
Atlantic? I think that's the plan, yeah. But they might run into difficulties somewhere around Cornwall, I think.
Yeah. Well, you could do it with some inflatables, though. If you had a series of inflatables.
I think they've got a few, yeah.
The marches could link up, couldn't they?
But they'd need hundreds of thousands, I think. And I don't think they have nearly that many.
Get a balloon artist on it. She could help.
Oh, I thought that was why that was happening. Isn't it? Aren't they connected?
No, but they are now you've said it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, that's good. All right. Well, we've solved that.
We've got a balloon modeller, by the way, live on the programme later, who I very much hope is going to make us a balloon Trump.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, won't it? Yeah. So this is all part of our inauguration special, of course, which is why we're bringing you facts now. Haneel, hold the fact tongue.
Okay.
Because we need to take traffic and travel.
Yes.
But we'll be back with more inauguration fact chat. On the programme very shortly. Don't forget we've got a barbershop quartet for us as well, live in our performance space. Later, a Bruce Springsteen tribute act and a musician and the aforementioned balloon modeller and a Yoda on a stick. It's a show that trumps, that's for sure. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The all-new Jaguar F-Pace is the ultimate practical SUV.
It's actually a performance car.
It has 5 spacious seats and 650 litres of boot space.
0 to 60 in just 5.1 seconds.
And it can achieve up to 57.7 miles per gallon.
Race-inspired driving dynamics.
It's a car for the whole family.
Yeah, tell them that.
All new F-Pace, Jaguar's first SUV. Experience performance from every perspective. Search F-Pace. Jaguar, the art of performance.
0 to 60 applicable to 380 PS engine. MPG applies to 2-litre diesel rear-wheel drive manual in test conditions for comparative purposes only. Real-world figures may differ.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £70 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions, only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With the whole world watching Donald Trump become president, what's next? Read the Times tomorrow to find out what the 45th presidency of the United States has in store. How the man who divided a nation plans to make America great again. Pick up your copy of the Times this Saturday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M40 northbound in Oxfordshire, there's queuing traffic due to an earlier accident to Junction 9 for Bicester, although all lanes have been reopened. Still that problem in Bristol, the M4 Second Severn crossing, one lane closed and very slow traffic due to an accident between Junction 22 for the M49 and 23 for the M48. The M6 northbound in Warwickshire, one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down car transporter at Junction 3A for the M6 toll. I'm Paul Jenkins.
InPowers asked me to search Britain for family superpowers. Meet Kenny.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Kenny. You know, with InPowers Superfix, you could fix your energy prices until the 31st of March 2021. What day is that?
That'll be a Wednesday.
Brilliant! To find out more about the Superfix, search family superpowers. Right, gotta go. See you in the future, Kenny. Let's say March the 15th, 2078.
That'll be a Tuesday.
Wow! You have the InPower. Requires direct debit or receipt of bill. Terms and exclusions apply.
This afternoon, Donald Trump will become the 45th President of the United States of America.
What we've done is so special.
And you can hear the whole thing unfold live here on Talk Radio with me, Sam Delaney, for our presidential inauguration special.
All over the world they're talking about.
We'll be speaking to a whole range of pundits and experts on both sides of the Atlantic as we pick the bones out of one of the most historic days in American politics.
We are going to make America great again.
Donald Trump inauguration with Sam Delaney and Charlie Wolf.
This afternoon from 4.
Make sure you're here to listen
on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 23 minutes past the time and you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's our special Donald Trump inauguration tribute show today, where we're bringing you a far better show. A lineup, if you will, of acts far better than he could muster. We know people kept pulling out and saying no to their invitations to perform at his inauguration. 2 hours, 22 minutes to go till he swears behind the podium and everyone else around the world just swears. But, well, we've got a barbershop quartet. Has he? No. No, he bloody hasn't. But we have. We've got them with us. They're downstairs in our performance space that we've stolen. Ordinarily, it's home to bands such as the Kaiser Chiefs or You, Me at Six. Today, it's home to the barbershop quartet and more coming later. The barbershop quartet, I think, can hear me now. Hello, barbershop quartet.
Hello.
Hello,
hello there. Now, we've heard you several times. Thank you for doing this. Of course, it's a pleasure to have you on. So who are you? What are your names?
I'm Tori.
I'm Sam.
I'm Joel.
And I'm David.
And together we are the top Trumps for today.
Good. Good. How long did it take to come up with that?
like when we were told we were about to do some speaking.
Great. So, Tori, you put it all together. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you hang out with barbershop quartettes on generally?
You know, every time you need a fix, you just got to have some barbershop, haven't you?
Do you pop down the barbershop and just pick random barbers?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. In fact, that's how we chose this group today.
That's good. And what's their speciality hair-wise? Because technically, we're doing this because Donald Trump has appalling hair. But by the way, a barber fact for you, which I know you'll like, is that Donald, I mentioned this earlier, Donald Trump's hair, of course, is it's not real, it's manufactured, but they took all the hair that American serial killers kept as trophies over the years and just sort of glued that together, and that's what Donald Trump wears on his head.
Fascinating.
Could have some more barbershop quartetting, please.
My dream is now to live no more, no more. Today is the end, the end of the world.
Our barbershop quartet live for us in the Virgin Radio performance space that we've stolen off them for the afternoon. It's now the Talk Radio performance space. Performing for us throughout our inauguration special. Later also, a magician. A balloon modeller. A Yoda on a stick. And he wanted one, he couldn't get one. We've got one, a Bruce Springsteen tribute act with us performing live in the last half an hour of the programme. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. So Neil is with us, he's doing work experience inauguration facts today. Work experience, of course, we don't put them in front of kettles or photocopiers. No, we put them in front of microphones to, I suppose, give them a leg up in the industry to show them how it works at the sharp end. We tell them that. Anyway, what it is that their work experience, so they're free. Haneel, more inauguration facts for us, then, please.
Yeah. We've just been talking about, well, I was just talking earlier about how many people are going to be there. One person that is going to be there is Obama.
Mm-hmm.
He will attend. Only 5 outgoing presidents in the past have not attended. And there's one that's particularly interesting. John Quincy Adams did not go to Andrew Jackson's inauguration in 1829. The reason being is that Adams and Jackson had this terrible feud. You know, if you think that like Hillary and Trump was bad this time around, Adams and Jackson hated each other. Basically, Jackson's wife Rachel died about 2 weeks before this,
right?
Before the inauguration, from stress, Jackson said, because people decided to attack her honor consistently throughout the campaign, which Jackson didn't like. He didn't like it so much, it had been happening for about 20 years. In 1806, someone called Charles Dickinson attacked Rachel's honor. And Jackson challenged him to a duel, a gun duel. And in the duel, Dickinson was a very quick shot. He turned and shot Jackson first. And in the rules of dueling, apparently if you shoot, you have to stand still until both people have shot. So Jackson then stood still for ages, taking aim until he shot Dickinson dead, which was considered completely, you know, not on, basically, in the rules of dueling. You could kill someone, that was fine, but not to do it in such cold blood. So if you think Trump's bad, then maybe give some thought to Andrew Jackson, who actually killed the man before he became president.
Maybe Trump will bring that back.
Maybe, yeah. I think that's his first policy, isn't it?
I mean, he did say he was going to repeal everything Obama had ever done. I think I'm right in Obama, one of the first things he did was ban dueling.
Oh, it was revolutionary, wasn't it? Yeah, 2010 was really marked by the ban of dueling in America.
It was, and it changed the country in many ways, didn't it? But Trump perhaps bringing it back.
Yeah.
And perhaps that's why Obama's there.
Maybe to duel him. Maybe that's what we'll see as the first on-air duel between two presidents.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we'll have. Quick fact, then, off the back of that.
Yeah.
The first presidential inauguration to be broadcast on the radio was Calvin Coolidge in 1925. On the television was Harry Truman in 1949. And on the internet was Bill Clinton in 1997. So, yeah, we are.
Good facts, one and all.
Thank you.
You've Googled well.
I've done a lot of Googling in the last couple
Have you got
days.
Any more for us? We're doing it because, of course, all media, particularly newspapers today, have just filled their pages with inauguration facts.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel left out.
No,
it works for
just
them.
The filler,
it can work for us. It's just filler.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, so, that's good. Well, okay, so He's going to make a speech, obviously. That's something that they have to do. He's been absolutely ridiculed for a photo that he's put on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen it. There's a picture of him sat at a big desk, supposedly writing his speech.
Yeah, in front of... So it looked like some kind of Victorian toilet he was sitting in. Tiling. Weird, sort of garish tiling.
Oh, it's totally bizarre. And someone's found a stock photo of, like, a receptionist. You know, those kind of stock photos. Here's a receptionist who seems to be sat at the same desk. So this has been used to sort of ridicule him. Someone's noticed that he's using a Sharpie to write the speech.
Well, it might not be. But he's got very tiny hands, hasn't he?
He does, yeah.
So maybe it's just a normal pen, but it looks bigger,
it looks massive.
Like a thick Sharpie.
It might be that,
because of his little tiny Trump claws that he's got. Might be that.
And people have sort of thought about what is he actually writing. Some people have sort of mocked him for saying he's drawing a picture of Putin sort of riding a horse.
Yeah.
Things like this. But the shortest ever speech was Washington's, which is 135 words. The longest speech was Harrison in 1841, which was 8,500 words. It took him an hour and 45 minutes to read it out. On a cold day, he was too proud to wear a jacket. He caught pneumonia, died 32 days later. Shortest running president.
Look at those facts. Hanil, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Work experience facts for you there. Excellent. All right, it's our inauguration special. And in the next half an hour of the programme, well, I promised you live acts. To Trumps, we're bringing you a magician on the radio doing magic tricks. And we will be talking to our correspondent Bernard Rush, who is in Washington DC. We heard him earlier. We also have a Yoda on a stick. All of that in the next half an hour. The big debate then at 3 o'clock, and live Bruce Springsteen tribute act at around 3:30 this afternoon. And balloon modelling on the radio as well. We're going to try and make a balloon Trump. All coming on the programme between now and 4 o'clock. It's 2:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump is at his first event of the day as he prepares to be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. The president-elect and his wife are attending a prayer service at a church near the White House before this afternoon's inauguration. Demonstrations are being held in major cities around the world against the Republican taking office. Steve Hart is from Stand Up to Racism.
8 years ago, when Obama won, the world was full of hope and optimism. Today it's full of fear and loathing. And we need to stand up for our values of decency, of anti-racism, of solidarity among peoples.
The chair of Republicans overseas, Jan Halper Hayes, who's also part of his transitional team, has told John Holmes after a change in advisers, he has said sorry for controversial comments he made about women.
They were the first people that told him the truth. 2 days later, he came out and he said, I understand I said things that are offensive. I apologize. I regret it.
Rescue crews say there are signs of more survivors of an avalanche in central Italy. Two of eight people located alive have been airlifted out of the rubble. The man behind a four-year investigation into widespread abuse at children's homes in Northern Ireland says authorities are guilty of a catalogue of failures. Sir Anthony Hart says he's now expecting those authorities to say sorry and to mean it. And the new president of the Gambia says his country will rejoin the Commonwealth and make Britain its number one partner. A deadline for his predecessor to hand over power or face being forcibly removed by the military has passed. The weather, a very cold and sunny afternoon with some cloud in the north, highs of 8 Celsius. There's more in half an hour.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio in the aforementioned afternoon. I am John Holmes. And I've come downstairs to the performance space. If you've been listening all afternoon, you'll know we've hijacked Virgin Radio's performance area where ordinarily they have live bands playing. Today we are bringing you our own inauguration tribute show. I'm down here with Cornelius, who's also in the performance space. And I understand, Cornelius, we are, because we're about to meet one of our big acts that we've got that's better than Trump's inauguration show. We're going to Periscope it.
Yeah, we're live now,
what
John.
What a mod
on there! Look, if you go, we should go in front of it, really.
What a modern
So if you go to @talkradio on Twitter, don't touch, that's Holly's phone. That's our intern Holly's phone. No, don't.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is modern, isn't it? Yeah. It's all modern. It's modern. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there was a lovely shot set up there and you've ruined
broke
it now.
Me. All right. So anyway, we're live on, I just fiddled around with it, live on Periscope, apparently. Mm. So that's good. So we've been promising you, well, acts. Donald Trump, as you know, no one wanted to play his. We are bringing you magic on the radio. Yeah?
Mm.
Magic on the radio. So hello, magician. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes. Oh, cheers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't got any hair. No, sorry. Wrong. I have.
Are we going to have to talk?
That's
to,
yeah, I've just produced the rabbit.
He's got a rabbit.
It's a, actually, it's hair. Hair. Do you get it?
It's a hair.
It's a play on words.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to, just bear with me, we haven't really thought this through. Are we going to have to sort of talk through every trick?
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because it's kind of the radio?
Yeah, sure. So we'll be sort of sports commentary on magic.
Absolutely fine. Right. Okay. So please welcome our first act for today's inauguration tribute show, El Baldino.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here. I'm El Baldino, and I'm a magician. Thank you, yeah. I'm very influenced by Paul Daniels' brother, Jack. And my other hero is the American fella, American fella, 1920s American magician.
Houdini.
That's it, yeah, Houdini, right. His name escaped me then. So let's see, I've got a...
just to confirm, there's been no magic so far.
No, honest, well, I will do some magic. Look, what's this? Hey, how about that? I've always got Twix up my sleeve.
He's just pulled a Twix wrapper out of his sleeve.
Yeah. Another visual one for the listeners. This is a ketchup trick. See the ketchup in the bottle?
Ketchup floating in a bottle of water.
That's it. And this is called the ketchup trick. So I'll start with the ketchup trick. So here we go, ketchup trick. There we go, the ketchup trick.
Wow.
See that?
The sachet of ketchup sunk to the bottom of the bottle of water.
Yeah. Do you know why? It's sorcery.
oh, yes.
Thank you. So I have actually, it's not all visual magic, John. I've got a little memory act. I've memorised the words to over 1.5 million songs, John.
Yeah, okay, 1.5 million songs, yeah.
Yes, and what I'd like to do is just choose any girl's name.
Yeah.
Just say any girl's name, and I will tell you a song containing that girl's name, John.
Maisie,
okay. John, well, before I do this song, just for the listeners, have we met before the show?
No, we have not.
No.
Oh, apart from when I came down and said hello.
Yeah. Would you like to meet after the show?
If you like.
All right. okay, Maisie.
I've just been asked out by a magician.
Maisie. Okay, Maisie. A song containing the words Maisie. Right, got it. Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
How does he do it?
The magician is singing happy birthday.
So... So I've just been down the magic shop in London. It's nice. Look at these. It was buy wand, get wand free.
He's holding up two wands.
Yeah. this is another visual trick before I do some more mind reading. This is called the disappearing cake trick. For viewers on Periscope, the disappearing cake trick.
It's just a little bit of scone in his hand and a box in the other hand.
There we go. Disappearing cake trick. There it goes. There we go.
Put it into a box and it's missing.
Thank
He's
you
opened
very much.
The box and it's missing. Have you done
it's
that?
Missing.
He's an actual magician.
No, it's gone.
Ah, it was a...
Some people say scone, not scone.
Scone.
Yeah.
And on that wordplay alone, that trick worked.
Yeah.
Right. Finally, I've got this... I brought along this book.
The magician
today.
Has picked up a book.
I picked up a book, yes. And could I have a volunteer to just...
Go on, John.
Okay, John. John, you'll do. Okay, John.
Thanks, hey. Everyone. Thanks, everybody. I've just volunteered, yes.
Okay, John, what I'd like you to do
yes,
is
I
just...
Can't. I'll
come over
the
to you. There we go.
It's fine. My cable's all tangled up, but it's fine.
There right, we go. Right, John. There's a book.
Thank
it's
you.
My children's book. I've got three kids. I've got my daughter. I've named them after magic things.
Yes.
I've got my daughter.
Yes.
Wanda.
Yeah.
And my other daughter, Trixie.
You're good.
And my son, Mushrooms. So, this is his favourite book, and he loves this book. It's a normal book. You can get it from any normal magic shop.
Yep.
And I read it every night by the side of his bed for 4 years. And one night he said to me, "Dad, can you read it out loud?" So I said, "No." Got back to bed. But in that time, I managed to remember, yep, John, every single word.
The magician has given me the book.
Okay. 50,000 words, 400 pages. So what I'd like to do first, John, is just shout out a random number between 1 and 20. Just shout out. Any
16.
Number. 16, okay. Would it be possible to remember 16 pages in a book,
16
John?
Pages in a book, yeah.
It would be.
Oh, you would be, yeah.
It would be.
It would be.
All right, let's make it impossible.
Oh, sorry.
Let's make it impossible.
I thought, but not by me or you.
No, okay. It might sound possible remembering 16 pages. Add a zero to your number.
160.
Okay. If you go to that...
You've got no chance.
No chance of 160. Yeah. Okay, if you go to page 160...
Page 160.
In the book, John. Yes.
I'm on page 160 of the book now.
That's right.
Of the book.
What I'd like you to do is... there's a blank piece of paper.
Yep.
If you count
the magician
down,
is holding a blank piece of paper.
If you count down a six... Because your random number was 16, count down 16 lines, John.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16 lines, yes, I've done that in the book.
Okay, and the first word on line 16 is, please, John, I haven't seen it. The first word, line 16 of the book, the countdown, line 16, the first word, line 16 is.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Frog.
Frog. Is there a word over it as well?
Above it?
Yeah, above it.
Harry.
There we go. So you got Harry and Frog. Okay, then. This is amazing, because, John, the word was Frog.
Harry Frog.
He's written it down on the paper. Yeah.
I'm holding it up to the periscope. He's written it. That was actual magic.
More magic.
Thank you very much. It's magic on the radio. It's El Baldino on the radio.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You can follow me at Twitter, Magic Baldy. Thank you very much.
There you go. I promised you live magic. That was in your face, Trump. In your big orange face. Look at that. Inauguration tribute show live on Talk Radio. Still to come, balloon animal modelling.
Yes.
I fear we're going to have to talk through that one as well.
Yeah.
And later, a man dressed as Yoda on a stick. And that one. And at 3:30, Bruce Springsteen tribute act. Trump wanted one, couldn't get one. We've got it live in the studio. It's Talk Radio Inauguration Day Special. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down. Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5,995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery. Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when renewal is cancelled. T's and C's apply.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know, No Screwfix.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Richard from Rotherham visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as no arrangement fees, he can buy from any deal he likes. So congratulations, Richard. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Worcestershire, the M42 southbound, there's an exit slip road closed due to a lorry fire on the link to the M5 south carriageway. In Staffordshire at Burton-on-Trent, the A38 northbound is blocked at the Branston interchange due to a jackknifed lorry. The M1 northbound in Derbyshire, there's a lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident at 25 for Nottingham and Derby. Better news in Kent, on the M20 westbound, all lanes are reopened after that accident was cleared between junction 9 for Ashford and 8 for Leeds Castle. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Enpowers asked me to search Britain for family superpowers. So here we are in busy old London. Listen to that. Is it a bird? No, it's a Samantha.
Hello.
Hello, Samantha. Lovely superpower. Please keep going. Just like the Enpower Superfix, which keeps going until March 2021. That's how long you could fix your energy prices. Search family superpowers to find out more. You have the Enpower. Requires direct debit or receipt of bill. Terms and exclusions apply.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes and have come back up the stairs during the traffic and travel there in order to get back to the studio. I was downstairs in the performance space with the magician, El Baldino. If you were watching on Periscope, you'll have seen a man, that's me, getting tangled in some wires, mainly as we talked our way through magic. It was largely visual. Anyway, it's still better than Donald Trump's show, isn't it? He couldn't get anyone for his. That's why we're doing that this afternoon. Still to come, balloon modelling, a Yoda on a stick, and a Bruce Springsteen tribute act on today's very special inauguration tribute show. And don't forget, of course, we do have a barbershop quartet on board as well.
Donald, you are.
Afternoon, we are bringing you live updates from Washington, D.C., where there are protests now expected against the president-elect, of course. Local time in Washington, D.C., 10 to 10 in the morning, 5 o'clock our time, noon in Washington, the 45th president of the United States will be elected, sworn in to that office. Our correspondent, Bernard Rush, has been talking to us this afternoon. He's in Washington and can bring some updates now. I spoke to him half an hour or so ago. All the media, of course, with their correspondents in America, so we thought we'd do very much... Stop that. Very much the same... Mike's life. Very much the same thing. So,
rolling.
And
when's this going out, by the way?
It's going out. So, I'll let you know when we're rolling. Rolling.
Thanks, Yone.
It's John.
I'm sorry,
John.
I didn't do 3, 2, whatever.
John.
Whatever. 3, 2, 1. Thanks, Yone.
Hang on, do you want me to ask a question?
Sorry,
hang on, stop, sorry.
You said you wanted to ask questions in the last one. So do you or don't you?
Well, I think yes, because that, I've watched right. them doing this on the television, and that's how they do it. So I'm like the host.
Thanks, Yone.
No. And here it comes. Our special correspondent, 3, 2, 1. Our special correspondent is in Washington, D.C. It's Bernard Rush. He can talk to us now. Bernard, tell us what you can see.
What I can see is a huge mist of human detritus. I'm just in McDonald's getting breakfast. Yeah. But out on the mall, of course.
Hang on, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, God, what now?
We're not rolling. Wait a minute.
You know, I can't...
Rolling.
I have very limited slots.
Who else are you doing?
What I can't... You can pick it up. You can splice
who else,
it in.
Who else are you doing?
Well, I can... CNN, the Colchester News Network.
Yeah. Okay, we're rolling now.
Some other ones.
Three.
Out on the...
Two. One.
Out on the mall, of course, which isn't really a mall. It's just like a big field. I don't know if you heard about this, Young, but umbrellas have been banned there at the inauguration today. That's actually true, and that's in case anyone should accidentally open one inside Donald Trump's bum. amazing sight. So many people here to see the... so do you want to ask a question?
Yes, I do, and it's, okay. It's this. There's rumours that the people have brought umbrellas in the first place because what the Donald Trump has asked for trumpets full of prostitute urine to be blown as he steps forward to the podium, and the urine could go over the crowd, the prostitute urine, and they that's why the umbrellas are there. Is that true?
I have been told there will be degrees of blowing here and there. So many people here, Yone, though, to see the likes of Loose Springsteen, a tribute band with Colleen Nolan playing Bruce, Beyonce Gay. Drag act, make it up yourself, and the best paper-tearing act in North Korea. Anyway, earlier in the week, though, I, like every other reporter posted in the USA at the moment, went to some godforsaken rust hole in Pennsylvania to talk to both of America's remaining steelworkers about why they love Trump, etc. One could wish Miami had been a more decisive component of his victory since it's blissfully warm and sunny down there, but no. Anyway, I decided that there was nothing for it but to resort to intercourse. It's in Pennsylvania. It's a town in Pennsylvania.
And I've actually been there.
Look it up. Look it up.
I don't need to look it up.
So am I. So am I.
I know, but I went there.
Are you still rolling? Yeah,
we are rolling. Hang on, let me just check whether we're rolling. Quiet, please. Are we rolling? Mm. We stopped rolling when you said intercourse. Can we pick that back up again?
Intercourse.
Thank you. We're rolling again now.
And I started...
When did you first go to intercourse?
It's about 38, I think. And I started by asking some grimy bloke in an orange jumpsuit and helmet to tell me what he thought about America's 45th president. Well, the tape.
What we haven't got?
Did you get the tape? No, you got the tape.
What tape?
What do you mean? What? Come on, don't be stupid. You got the tape.
We haven't got.
I sent you the tape.
We didn't get
it.
We didn't get. We didn't.
No, 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 no. It was signed for.
Who by?
It got signed. It was just a squiggle.
There's no one here called that. There's no one here called that.
You're a bunch of monkeys.
No.
You
that's not
are
even the.
A joke,
that
mate.
Is not
you
even. Hang on. No, that's not even the right collective. That's you, not the. Not even the collective noun of monkeys. Just, that.
I literally don't care.
Try get it right.
You're a clown, mate. Listen.
A clown,
I've had my
a clown
from
of
the
monkeys.
Last one for 6 months.
A clown of monkeys.
I've had nothing back.
You're a monkey
so
of
who's
clowns,
the Joker?
Then. We haven't got tape.
I'll leave your stuff in the hall.
Bernard Rush, there, our special. Correspondent talking to us from Washington, D.C. this afternoon, keeping us up to date on all that's going on over there. You're listening to Talk Radio, and now, more live performance for you as part of our special inauguration dealings this afternoon. Donald Trump, of course, couldn't get anyone to perform at his show. We've got lots to come. We've already had a magician, the El Baldino, which was largely visual, but we talked our way through it on the radio. And it was live on Periscope, so that's fine. And shortly, there'll be a Yoda on a stick. You know, like you've seen in the street, where a man or woman dressed as Yoda just sort of looks spookily like they're balancing on a stick. You know that? We've got one of them. Everyone loves them. But before that, as you've been hearing, the news today is quite complicated, isn't it? It's quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Are you down in the performance area?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you not get your head around it there either?
No, I mean, anywhere in the building I've struggled, even in the loo.
Right. Don't worry though, Cornelius, we're here to help you. Not in the loo, but we're here to help you get your head around the news. And that's because what we like to do is bring you the news in the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. What I should explain is that during the length of this haiku, right, I have got to run three floors down to get to the Virgin Radio live room, which is where the next performing act is going to, so I can introduce them live. So as the haiku, it's just a bit of admin, really. I'm just sort of telling the production to. So what I'm going to do is run down there while you listen to it. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
At midday, the prez Edential oath will step up and will be sworn in. Cass, he's not quite here yet.
Oh, I just sent him out.
It's two floors. He's only got little. Oh, here he is.
Oh, good.
Right. Put it on.
I'm here now. Did I miss? I'm in time.
You missed the haiku.
Are we back on air?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're right now.
Good afternoon. You're listening to... It's quite a long way down, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Talk Radio, I am John Holmes. And, yes, we bring you more live... More live, as Donald Trump's inauguration show sort of stuttered before it started. No one would perform. Charlotte Church said she wasn't going to perform. The Bruce Springsteen tribute act pulled out. Nobody you've heard of is performing. So we, this afternoon, are bringing you, quite out of breath, a live show better than his one. We've already had the magician on. We've had a barbershop quartet. And now we bring you, you know, from the sort of out in the streets, people dress as Yoda and they balance on a stick. And it amusingly looks like there's nothing holding them up. It's hilarious to watch, isn't it?
They're sort of levitating, aren't
sort
they?
Sort of, yeah. I've seen, it's not just Yodas, it's other ones as well, isn't it? I've seen a Darth Vader do it, but a Stormtrooper, another thing, and a sort of
Star Wars.
A wizard as well.
A wizard?
They don't speak. I mean, they're largely obviously silent if you've ever seen them. So yeah. Anyway, but we've got one because everyone loves them. What a great show it's going to be. It's Talk Radio. We present for our inauguration show... A Yoda on a stick. It's largely. How much did you give him?
Quid. That's it. It's done.
He's quite good at it, isn't he?
Yeah. This is our busker session for the week as well. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's like Denny.
I love watching a Yoda on a stick.
A bit taller, though.
How long does he do? About 3 hours.
About 3 or 4 hours, yeah.
Shall I give him some more money?
Yeah, if you've got any. Don't give him too much. I saw him set up. It's not as good as you think.
Well, he's not really levered.
No.
How does he do it, then? It looks amazing. It looks totally like he's levitating.
It's balance. That's why he's got that carpet underneath him.
Oh.
You going to have a photo?
Just taking another. There. So Yoda on a stick, everybody.
Yeah!
Performing live for us as part of our inauguration tribute show. On the radio, you listen to Talk Radio. The big debate coming next. It's coming up to 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branches. Don't be late for work spending too long scraping ice off your car. At Asda, pick up your 1 litre bottle of Blue Coal antifreeze for £4. Or stock off on a 2.5 litre bottle for only £5, available for a limited time only. Giving exceptional all-year-round protection and performance in all driving conditions, whilst at the same time protecting your car's cooling system against rust and corrosion. Head in store to the seasonal aisle now and get yours today. Asda, save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Mmm. Oh.
That's Steve. He's supposed to be telling you about how to make delicious food for less with me, Miguel Barclay. Nice?
Mmm.
It only costs £1 per portion.
£1?
£1.
Amazing.
Get 15 of my recipes exclusively inside Fabulous Magazine's 12-page special. Free inside The Sun on Sunday this weekend.
Mmm.
Hurry. Special introductory savings on selected sofas end Monday at DFS. Better be quick.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know Screwfix.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio on this historic day. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Obama meets Trump just hours till inauguration and hopes of more avalanche survivors.
Talk Radio.
Barack and Michelle Obama have welcomed Donald and Melania Trump into the White House. Tens of thousands of protesters have blocked the routes to the Republicans' inauguration ceremony to oppose his presidency. Larry Sanders has told Talk Radio his brother, the former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie, has been working steadily since the election to fight against Mr. Trump.
He's creating the he's the leader of the opposition in America, and they will fight tooth and nail. Trump will not have an easy time as he tries to wreck the economy and destroy services and endanger the world. There will be an opposition.
The president-elect has tweeted saying the movement continues, the work begins. There are also many pro-Trump supporters, some wearing hats with his slogan, Make America Great Again, including this student.
He was caught in the moment for a lot of things, but he does have a beautiful wife and he has daughters, so he can't be that against women. He had a better outlook on other things such as taxes and healthcare.
Elsewhere, an Italian firefighter says there are indications there are more survivors trapped under an avalanche which hit a ski hotel. 8 people, including 2 young girls, have already been rescued at the site in central Italy, but snow is hampering searches. 4 bodies have been recovered. An 18-year-old man has been charged with murdering a teenage girl in Rotherham. Shay Healy is due to appear in court tomorrow over the death of 16-year-old Leona Weeks, who died after being stabbed earlier this week. An inquiry into allegations of historical abuse in Northern Ireland has found no credible evidence of a paedophile ring involving senior British establishment figures, but it did find what's been described as a catalogue of errors by authorities. Sir Anthony Hart has recommended a minimum compensation payment of £7,500 to victims. And it's been revealed that white was the most popular colour choice for new cars last year. Black was the second most common, followed by grey and blue.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Very cold and sunny this afternoon with a few extra clouds in northern areas, highs of 8 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you.
You're welcome, John.
No, but thank you, though.
Thanks, John.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Great. So there we are. Now, 1 hour, 43 minutes to go before Trump gets sworn in. If you've just been hearing in the news with Victoria there, well, you may have been hearing it. I wasn't really listening, to be honest.
Thanks.
I was looking at Twitter. So, what happened? Where is he now? What's he doing?
He is at the White House with the Obamas, who welcomed him in through gritted teeth.
It looked very awkward.
Did it?
Yeah. You could see the tension.
They're actually gritted.
Yeah. Michelle Obama, that smile was not real.
Excellent. Right, so another 4 years of that then. But I suppose, you know, as of tomorrow, he's in charge of the codes. So why not? Why don't we look forward? Why don't we cast an eye forward and have Ben's pre-recorded sport live from when Donald Trump takes office and gets a little bit trigger happy.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho is hopeful that Memphis Depay impresses at Lyon because he might come back to Old Trafford one day. The Dutch forward joins the French side, with United having a buyback option. Previous boss Louis van Gaal only brought him to the club a year and a half ago. Mourinho says Depay has the potential to be a quality player.
He's there, yeah. So I think he's important for the club to keep control of his talent. And we all play very, very well at Olympique Lyon. And why not to come back, because everyone here likes him.
England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones has told TalkSport that Owen Farrell could succeed Dylan Hartley as captain. The Australian says Farrell could be the guy to take the armband. The uncertainty surrounding Hartley is the reality of the role. Finally, Dan Evans has reached the last 16 of a Grand Slam for the first time in his career. He's into the fourth round of the Australian Open after beating Bernard Tomic 7-5, 7-6, 7-6. Evans will face Joe Wilfried Tsonga next. Andy Murray is also through. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it was. Ben Sport live from when Donald Trump gets his hands on the codes. You're listening to Talk Radio, our Inauguration Day special. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talking.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
John Holmes.
I will bring back jobs.
The world will witness a hallmark of our democracy.
Thank you. God bless you.
You are fake news.
Are these morons getting dumber or just louder?
I'm also very much of a germaphobe.
I will release.
I think it's a disgrace.
From one freely elected president to the next.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon then. Yes, it's our inauguration tribute act. Still to come as part of our show, the show that's trumped Trump's by having live acts squashed into the Virgin Radio live room, which we've stolen for the afternoon. A balloon modelling lady. She's going to make us a balloon Trump. And he wanted one, he couldn't get one. We've got one, a Bruce Springsteen tribute act with us live from 3:30. And also don't forget this afternoon, we are giving away a nuclear deterrent. Now, just in case it does all kick off tomorrow, we've got a 20,000-ton Ohio-class Trident submarine to give away this afternoon on the programme. It is armed with 8 Mirved W-88 warheads with a range, each one of them's got a range of 4,000 miles. And you can win this to deter other states from attacking with their nuclear weapons through the promise of retaliation and the possibility of mutually assured destruction. Now, if you'd like to win a submarine, an Ohio-class nuclear submarine, this afternoon, just text the word submarine to 87222. Don't forget to start your message with the word talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Right, it's time for the big debate. Now, as we know, over in Washington, in 1 hour, 38 minutes and 35 seconds, Donald Trump will become the 45th president of the United States of America. He is having a show of his own at the moment. There is he's meeting the Obamas, as we've just heard, in the White House. There is a show taking place, a parade, a show. We know, we've learned this afternoon, there's going to be a flyby of Muslims, which is Donald Trump has been sitting on a giant catapult being built on the Mile. Bits of elastic strung between that tower thing they've got on the top of the Capitol building. It's been erected, and Donald Trump, so the moment he takes office, it's going to launch any Muslims into the sky in the direction of, quote, back to where they came from. There's going to be a giant mechanical jiggling figure. It's 60 feet high. It's made of metal. It's going to move its giant hands around, jerking to mock any disabled reporters that might be there covering the coverage. And they have also especially flown in some Russian prostitutes to perform their act onto 12 dozen star-spangled mattresses, all coming this afternoon from Washington. Now, 8 minutes past three, a listener has called a number. The number that the listener has called is 03444991000. The listener's called John T. Good afternoon, John T. You phoned the programme. Good afternoon, John T.
Yeah, hi. No, I didn't ring you. I was just walking down the street and your producer told me they needed a fake satirical debate and asked if I'd do it. So I said no, but she said, would I do it for a copy of your book, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man? So I checked the Amazon reviews and I said, definitely not. But she offered me 20 quid, so here we are.
All right, fine. But it's interesting that you've called in on that basis, because I understand, even though I didn't say the word flagpoles during that, I was talking about the ceremony, and you know, of course, that there will be flagpoles there. You don't need me to tell you that, but you, for 20 quid, you're really angry about flagpoles, aren't you?
Yeah, I just think they're a disgrace. 1861, Native Americans erected and then elected a flagpole as tribal leader. They were completely slaughtered. All that remains today is a casino they built in his honour. And I don't agree with gambling because it's against my religion to have fun. Okay. I'm an atheist.
Right. John T., stay on the line for me there, because I want to bring in the other line, which is Hoodie's on the other line. Good afternoon, Hoodie.
Good afternoon, Mr. Talk.
Thank you. Right. You've called him because you heard Jaunty there. Doesn't want flagpoles. Very anti-flagpole. He knows they're going to be there at the Trump inauguration. And you've called him to defend flagpoles. You're very much in the pro-flagpole lobby.
Absolutely. And Jaunty's witless proletarian babble has only reinforced my position.
Yeah. Which is that position, by the way? What position are you in, just out of interest?
Retooling, Mr. Talk. I'm all about retooling. That's my position. Retooling.
Okay.
What's that got to do with flagpoles?
Well, let me tell you. I believe, I'm not really a fan of flags, but I do like the poles. And I believe we could keep the poles and put something else on them. I mean,
completely wrong.
Flags.
Well, okay. Well, hang on. Let's, John T., don't interrupt him. Let's be civil. Let's hear him out. He's thinking we could put something else on the flagpole. So some examples, Hoodie.
Well, it could be anything. It could be small cockneys, for example, or lightweight celebrities. I mean, I believe the comedian Noel Edmonds is interested.
Mm.
And I've heard, I don't know about you, Mr. Talk, but I've heard that these days there's such a thing as pole dancing, where young ladies or gentlemen dance on or in the vicinity of poles. And they could be just as usefully employed on flagpoles as any other kind of pole.
So you
don't need that. We've got Morris dancing. We don't need these.
I cannot imagine a more...
There's nothing sexier than Morris dancing.
Than a pole.
Let me just bring in some of the history here, because it's interesting... regarding poles. I mean, poles, as you know, were flagpoles, were first brought to this country by Sir Francis Drake, who discovered them in the Caribbean, and he brought them back along with potatoes and tobacco in January and clapping and waves. Let me finish. And he presented a flagpole to Queen Victoria, of course. She erected it and popularised it, and that's why flagpoles are popular to date. Now, by getting rid of them, Jonty, you are messing with history.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's called progress. I know you don't like that on this station, but
it's not progress. Well, it's
like
not
this guy. Shut up, okay? I don't think he's saying that what does he say? He likes flagpoles, but not flags, or something like that. But I think he's got it the wrong way round. We need to replace the flagpoles. Keep the flags; they're okay. What I would replace them with is strict instructions. So you say to the flag, no, you stay there.
Yep.
And if it does fly away, you just burn it.
Right.
Probably with an acerbic put down, e.g., I wouldn't touch you with a barge pole.
A barge pole's all right.
Well, no, it's just the put down, to put the flag down.
Yeah, but you've mentioned barge poles, but would you be happy with a barge pole instead of a flag pole?
Yeah. It's the use of them that's the problem.
Right. Hoodie.
Let's bring Hoodie back in now.
Our illiterate friend is very keen to talk, despite the fact that he's clearly highly confused about everything.
Okay, well, your argument's flagging. Let me ask you a question.
Let me put something to you.
Hang on, sorry, what?
Sometimes,
yes.
As I understand it,
yes.
Foreigners attempt to fire themselves into our country using catapults.
We've been talking about this, yes.
Yes, so to prevent them from landing, we could put giant trampolines between all our flagpoles.
Trampolines, yes.
That's probably what will be enforced for the future. We will all be forced to wear trampolines.
Are you a UKIP MP?
He wears trampolines himself. He's very proud of them. They give him great pleasure. And I believe we'll all be forced to wear trampolines quite soon. With trampolines.
I've got a question for John.
Let me back in.
Oh, no, not more, John. Oh, please.
Well, no, okay, it's if you take... Listen, no, let's bring a bit of... Babble. No, because, come on, let's just bring a little bit of civility to the argument. Because I know, you know, debates and arguments on the radio get a little bit heated. But if you take the... It's already coming up with problems, John T. But if you take the poles away, where are you going to put them? I mean, are you going to... you've got to store them somewhere. Let me finish my sentence. You've got to store them somewhere, haven't you? Where are you going to store these flagpoles, these poles? Are you going to put them underground in a sort of pole vault?
Well, I think we should send them back where they came from. We all know where the poles come from.
Where?
Sweden.
Well, they are doing trials in Sweden. Now, this is interesting.
Trials in Sweden, regular as clockwork, yeah. At 3:15. They're like the shipping forecast now, Mr. Talk.
They do nothing but trials in Sweden. I mean, it's actually a pretty tired trope, I think, of the Swedish.
I think it's like the shipping forecast. It's a regular comfort to waft the nation to sleep.
I think they're as tired of them as the rest of us, frankly. And
I wake up every morning, I will tell you, and I'll go... Good Lord, what trials in Sweden are they having today? I must tune in.
I'll tell you. What they've done in Sweden, because of the problem with flagpoles, is they haven't taken them away. What they've done, they've inverted them. So everyone is happy. The poles are still there, but they're upside down now. So both sides are claiming victory. And that's been a huge success in Sweden, actually.
But we're not really talking about flagpoles here, are we?
Yes.
This debate is. I thought it was a thinly veiled allegory for the epidemic of impotency rife in 21st century life.
Well, you would. You think everything is that.
Something you'd know all about, Hoodie.
If
he doesn't want to get rid of his floppy flagpole, then I'm
sorry. I know where to store flagpoles. I mean, Sir Francis Drake, he originally stuffed them in his codpiece. He didn't have room for the boat on the boat with everything else he brought back.
Oh, I think this is frankly disgusting. You, to me, sir, seem like a commie pinko, because another word for flagpole is flagstaff. And we know from the Great British class system, anything to do with staff is to be avoided. They were originally invented by serfs to show their superiority over the landlord because you couldn't raise a flag. It was too much work.
I thought you'd be against staff. You can tell a man by the amount of his staff and the degree. I mean, I have a man who is employed simply to count oranges, and I don't even own any oranges.
And there we must leave the debate. Thank you very much. We're sort of out of time there, but thank you for both calling in and adding to that.
Do I get my money?
Shut up. The big debate there, do we need flagpoles in post-Brexit Britain when we've got loft insulation and berthing plans? Do we need them? Do we? Jonty thinks we don't. No, I'm not asking you. It's a rhetorical for you.
Oh, sorry.
I've thrown it out as a texter.
Okay. Okay.
87
texting to
87222.
Or tweeters.
Tweeters at Talk Radio.
What is it? Oh, yeah, Talk Radio. Yeah.
With any word you like. You'd have to choose a word, John, because that'll be quite a struggle.
Could you just end the debate for me in one word, please, Hoodie?
Mumpsimus.
Thank you. John T.
Flagadocious.
Thank you very much. What do you think then? 87222, starting message with the word Talk Outdoor Radio on Twitter. It's the big debate on flagpoles. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. With the whole world watching Donald Trump become president, what's next? Read the Times tomorrow to find out what the 45th presidency of the United States has in store. How the man who divided a nation plans to make America great again. Pick up your copy of the Times this Saturday.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Thursday the 26th to the 30th of January and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 26th to 30th of January at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 3 metre by 38mm dark granite laminate worktop for only £19.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
On the M5 northbound in the West Midlands, there's a lane closed on the entry slip road due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 1 for West Bromwich and Birmingham. In Staffordshire, we're hearing of reports of an accident on the A34 Newcastle Road at the Torque roundabout. The M60 anti-clockwise in Greater Manchester, there's a lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down lorry at Junction 11 for Barton. And in Hexham, Northumberland, heavy traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle on the A69 at the Bridge End roundabout. I'm Paul Jenkins.
I'd like you to take a moment. Imagine yourself in refined surroundings, reclining in a place sculpted and curved around you, where all the comforts and entertainment you need are right there in front of you. Well, imagine no longer, because the all-new Audi A5 has arrived. Available as a 3-door coupe or 5-door sportback with streamlined looks and the latest Audi driver assistance technologies, it's every bit as exhilarating as you've imagined. Come into your Audi center this weekend to take a test drive. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's 22 minutes past the time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes on this, an historic day when Donald Trump becomes 45th president of the United States of America. If you've been listening to the programme all afternoon, you will know that his inauguration show is rubbish. No one has agreed to play. The people that are playing you've never heard of. So we thought today we'd go all out and make a better show than his inauguration one with live acts. That's right. We had a magician earlier. Later, a Bruce Springsteen tribute act in the last half an hour of the show. He wanted one. He couldn't get one. We got one. And also a barbershop quartet who are going to perform for us again right now.
Baz has gone away. What more can I say, Barak doesn't live here anymore.
A barbershop quartet there live on Talk Radio as part of our inauguration special. If you are watching us on Periscope now, because you're modern, then you will see we are joined by another performer. This is Miss Balooniverse.
Hi.
Hey.
Joining us now, who is, you tell us, what are you?
I'm a balloon artist.
A balloon artist.
No party is complete without a balloon, am I right? International symbol of party.
Yes. And also, unlike anyone who's playing at Donald Trump's thing, we've heard of balloons.
Yes, of course. I don't know if he's got balloons at his inauguration, but... he's going to
if
be honoured here by
be
me.
Racist ones. So, what are you going to do for us? Because we booked you at great expense, as you know.
Of course.
Right, and you do balloon modelling, and as you said,
I do.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
I came prepared to kind of get in the spirit and the mood of the new president. Yeah. So I've made some sombreros, one for each of you here.
For Periscope watchers. This is a sombrero made out of a balloon. For listeners...
Do you want to pop that on?
I'm wearing now... We're going to have to talk through this like we did with the magician. I'm wearing...
I'll make some balloon noises.
And I made some maracas for you to... you can squeeze them on over the over the headphones. No problem.
There are balloon maracas.
Excellent.
What is in the maracas?
That's rice in there.
Is it?
Genuine Mexican rice.
Sorry, I thought you said rice.
Solidarity.
I was slightly wrong.
Now, in the true spirit of what we're celebrating, I've made a wall. I've made a wall out of balloons for you to jump over.
A Trump-based wall.
Well, we should be on
live,
the same side of
live
it.
On the radio.
There is the wall.
That's good. That
is amazing.
I have to say, looks like you've strung together a load of turds and created a wall with some barbed wire on top as well.
It
made
helps
out of balloons.
If you have a good imagination or a dirty
and
mind.
And to John, that's actual size. He wouldn't be able to get over that. Would
I was
you, John?
Going to make it bigger, but I was worried about how we'd finance it, so I just gave up. Yeah. So I'd like you to actually jump over this wall. It's freestanding, and please be careful of the barbed wire.
Yes.
At the top.
I can see that you've made balloon barbed wire.
Right.
I am going to attempt to jump over that wall as though I were an errant Mexican. And I am wearing a sombrero, so that kind of makes some kind of sense.
While you're doing that, I'm going to get on with my next balloon.
Please do. Okay, please do that. So, okay.
This noise is just me blowing up a balloon with my blower-upper.
Is that me? I mean...
Well, that's a talent in itself.
Yeah. You should work in some specialist clubs with that. have I got to jump over a wall? On
you have to
jump
over
it.
The wall. Yes, please, yeah.
Go on. I'll pretend you're my dad.
Fantastic, fantastic.
The sombrero fell off as well, which means you won't get caught.
Yeah, now they won't know that I'm a Mexican.
Right, shall I have a go?
You want to have a go as well?
All right, this is just reminded that listening to Talk Radio's presidential... inauguration show where our acts are better than Donald Trump's. Miss Balooniverse is making balloon things.
I am making balloons as we speak, and actually Donald Trump is quite a good subject for my balloons. So I have actually created an effigy of him out of balloons, and I'm going to reveal it now.
Okay, so for Periscope viewers, this will make sense. For listeners on air, not so much.
So,
wow!
As someone who does balloon caricatures, he's an excellent subject because you can look at that balloon and you know instantly who you're looking at. We've got the trademark hair, Buffy, the tiny little squinty eyes, the quite wide cheeks, and of course the pouty lips, pink pouty lips.
And also nice tiny hands.
Yeah.
Tiny hands. I did give him actually something to hold.
It's not a pussy, is it?
Have I taken it
off? I made a little cat.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Cat for him to hold. the White House cat.
A balloon Donald Trump.
That's amazing.
Grabbing a pussy made out of balloons. And I tell you now, the radio doesn't get better than that. Does it, Matt Richardson from Virgin? Hey, does it though? Nothing on your programme like this, is there? No. We're in Virgin Radio's live space. We are bringing you a show to Trump Trumps. We've had a magician. We've had balloon modelling. We've had a Yoda on a stick. That was a highlight. And still to come in the next half an hour, he wanted one. He couldn't get one. A Bruce Springsteen tribute band. Brilliant.
Excellent.
I know.
playing live in the next half an hour of the programme. What are you making now, Miss Balloonyverse?
I'm making a fabulous set of headphones. Balloon headphones.
Oh, excellent.
And while you do that, I think we're going to listen to some Japanese poetry.
Ooh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know how the news is complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it, John.
Put your maraca down. Well, we explain the news, as regular listeners will know, using Oriental short.
You book me.
Yep. Oriental short form verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Tonight, Trump will be in charge of the USR. Me, we are all
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and that's the news in American haikus. Miss Balloonyverse there, just squeaking her way towards the completion of the headphones. You could have been watching this live on Periscope. We will, of course, tweet pictures of the excellent balloon Donald Trump grabbing a balloon cat. So, Miss Balloonyverse, should we want you and your skill, where would we find you?
You can go to my website, www.missballooniverse.co.uk, and there's pictures of all the balloon fun on there that we have. In fact, I was at the balloon convention in Las Vegas last year. And that was when, the presidential election was still going on.
Yes.
And we actually made Mount Rushmore out of balloons with the face of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Excellent. Is there a picture of that on your website?
There is a picture of that on my website.
There you go. Trust me, she's good at this.
Balloon headphones are completed for you and this disco pink for Cass.
She'll hate that because she's a miserable cow. In the next half an hour, Bruce Springsteen tribute act. Donald Trump wanted one. He couldn't get one. We've got one live on the radio. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Barack Obama has left the Oval Office for the last time as US president.
How are you feeling?
Feeling nostalgic?
Of course.
Any final words for the American people?
Thank you.
Thousands of people are packed into Washington, D.C. for Donald Trump's inauguration. Anti-Trump protesters have chained themselves to railings by a security checkpoint used by people going into the ceremony. One man who will definitely be there is former UKIP leader Nigel Farage. He's been invited by the governor of Mississippi. The self-styled anti-establishment figure spoke at a lavish party at a five-star hotel last night.
It's time now, please, to end that disbelief and to say we did it!
Elsewhere, eight people, including two children, have been rescued from an Italian hotel buried in an avalanche on Wednesday. A firefighter says there are indications there are more survivors trapped. So far, four bodies have been recovered. An 18-year-old has been charged with murdering a teenage girl in Rotherham. 16-year-old Leona Weeks was found dead on a path in Dinnington on Monday. An inquiry has found widespread abuse at a series of children's homes run by the church and charities in Northern Ireland. It's being recommended that victims should receive compensation payments ranging between £7,500 and £100,000. And the new president of the Gambia says his country will rejoin the Commonwealth and make Britain its number one partner, a deadline for his predecessor to hand over power or face being forcibly removed by the military has now passed. The weather dry for most overnight with a patchy frost, lows of -2 degrees. Tomorrow's going to start off cold and frosty for many with a crisp winter sunshine, but cloud and light drizzle will affect eastern and central England, highs of just 5 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
I'm a little bit out of breath, if I'm honest with you.
I know, I'm surprised you made it up here. Well done, John.
I was down in our live room with the Balloon-iverse lady. She made a balloon Trump.
I want to see it.
You can see it. Go down and have a look. It will be the backdrop of Bruce Springsteen next.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's our alternative inauguration party today. We're bringing you acts to Trump Trumps. But before we bring you the next and indeed headline act,
Victoria has got some bonus news.
I do.
But she has to do bonus news because, as regular listeners will know, her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. And she has to make the time up because she still gets paid the same. So today, it's a special.
It is.
What are you bringing us?
I guess it's an alternative.
It's an
inauguration news.
Inauguration news.
On this historic day, inauguration news.
Don't you have a background?
Yes, I didn't know what it was going to do because I hadn't heard it before.
Oh,
let's hear it again.
On this historic day, inauguration news.
Chosen this for you.
Thanks.
Is this all right?
I love it.
Okay.
So starting off with the man himself, he says he'd welcome any rain during his inauguration this afternoon, as it'd prove his hair is real. It's not the first time he's gone public to deny allegations that his bright blonde comb-over is fake.
I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair. I swear.
So that's a clip from a rally in 2015 when he forced a woman in the crowd to come up and give it a tug.
You have to do an inspection here. This is getting crazy. Real quick, we don't want to mess it up too much because I do use hairspray. That I do. Come. Is it mine? Look.
It is.
Say it, please.
Yes, I believe it is.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Yeah, but it could just be well glued.
He claims it's real.
No, it isn't. I have it on good authority that what it is made of is the... What's America famous for, Victoria? What is America? What is the land...
of the free.
And the home of the... brave.
Brave.
Famous for, Victoria. Famous for. Hmm?
Silly people?
No.
Gun violence.
Yes.
Mass deaths.
Serial killers.
Yeah.
And what do serial killers like to do? Collect trophies. What are their trophies sometimes? The hair of their victims. I think Donald Trump's hair is made of serial killer victim trophies and then glued to his face. That's what I think it is.
Well, he claims it's his own hair and it's real, so therefore I'm sure he would dispute what you're alleging.
If he were here now, I'd ask you to tug him in order to check whether his hair was real or not.
Yes.
Would you do that?
Yes!
Would
my God, what a scoop. Yeah, I would.
There you have it. Victoria Bourne, newsreader for Talk Radio, would tug Donald Trump on his inauguration day.
Nothing else.
Okay.
And it's thought Donald Trump's speech will last around 20 minutes. His longtime impersonator, Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin, who he hates his impressions, by the way, attended a rally outside Trump's hotel last night, which was also attended by thousands of people, including Robert De Niro, Julianne Moore and Mark Ruffalo. Well, he's kind of given a flavour of what Mr. Trump's speech may or may not be like.
I just want to say... I've been standing out here in the freezing cold for a long time. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to pee. But I'm holding it in. I'm holding it in. I'm not going to pee. I'm going to a function at the Russian consulate tonight. I'm going to hold it until I get there. And then when I get to the Russian consulate, I'm going to have a really, really long pee. Like the biggest pee I've ever had in my lifetime.
On a mattress. In a Russian hotel room.
He denies that. Fake news, remember? The end.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Bonus news. Victoria there with...
On this historic day, inauguration news.
Donald Trump wanted a Bruce Springsteen tribute act. He couldn't get one. They turned him down. We have them. We have a Bruce Springsteen tribute act playing live. Now, regular listeners will know on a Friday we do bring you music because we drag buskers in off the streets for our busker sessions, our live music busker sessions. Today, in its place, a proper Bruce Springsteen tribute act playing for us downstairs in Virgin Radio's live session room, which we've hijacked for the afternoon, for Talk Radio's afternoon inauguration thing. I'm going to run down there during this Traffic and Travel again to introduce Bruce Springsteen Tribute Act from downstairs in the room and watch it there. And I'm going to be brutally honest with you, Victoria. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a beer.
You've already got one.
Yeah,
I can see it.
It's the same one. I'm going to have that one.
Great.
Yep. And that's how I'm going to celebrate. So all welcome to come down to watch Bruce Springsteen Tribute Act live for Talk Radio in the afternoon as part of our inauguration show special. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
This afternoon, Donald Trump will become the 45th President of the United States of America.
What we've done is so special.
And you can hear the whole thing unfold live here on Talk Radio with me, Sam Delaney, for our presidential inauguration special.
All over the world they're talking about.
We'll be speaking to a whole range of pundits and experts on both sides of the Atlantic as we pick the bones out of one of the most historic days in American politics.
We are going to make America great again.
Donald Trump inauguration with Sam Delaney and Charlie Wolf.
This afternoon from 4.
Make sure you're here to listen
on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
You can always tell a driver of a mini hatch with John Cooper Works Sport Pack, featuring a split level spoiler and 17-inch black alloy wheels. They're the ones feeling better about the daily commute, Sunday drivers, and the search for a parking space. All for just £249 a month and a £249 initial rental. Book a test drive now. Mini. Who's in? Visit mini.co.uk/sportpack. £249 initial rental. 48-month hire agreement from Mini Financial Services, subject to status and availability. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Available for new vehicles ordered by the 31st of March and registered by the 30th of June 2017. Participating retailers only. Mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know Screwfix.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
With the whole world watching Donald Trump become president, what's next? Read the Times tomorrow to find out what the 45th presidency of the United States has in store. How the man who divided a nation plans to make America great again. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
On the M42 southbound in Worcestershire, there's an exit slip road closed due to an earlier lorry fire on the link to the M5 south carriageway. That's likely to be the case for the rest of the afternoon now. The M5 northbound in the West Midlands at West Bromwich, the lane has reopened on the entry slip road after a broken down vehicle was removed at junction 1. The M5 southbound at Bristol, there's one lane closed and slow traffic due to broken down lorry and recovery work between 19 for Portishead and 20 for Clevedon. I'm Paul Jenkins.
I'd like you to take a moment. Imagine yourself in refined surroundings, reclining in a place sculpted and curved around you, where all the comforts and entertainment you need are right there in front of you. Well, imagine no longer, because the all-new Audi A5 has arrived. Available as a 3-door coupe or 5-door sportback with streamlined looks and the latest Audi driver assistance technologies, it's every bit as exhilarating as you've imagined. Come into your Audi centre this weekend to take a test drive. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. I've come back down to our live performance space that we've stolen from Virgin Radio for the afternoon because we are doing our own inauguration party. It is trumping Trump. We've had a magician. We largely had to talk you through that because it was visual. A balloon genius who made a balloon Donald Trump. If you're watching on Periscope now, live, you will see the balloon Trump. He's grabbing a balloon pussy.
At Talk Radio on Twitter as well, you can find that.
Can you?
Yeah, that's where you find it.
Great. And there's also a wall made out of balloons that will stop Mexicans jumping over it. So all of that has been happening. There's also a barbershop quartet who sound a bit like this.
He likes the urine of the ladies of the night.
Never has urine been so musical. Anyway, we've also got a little bit of an audience down here in the room now because, you know, we sent an email around. Hello, audience.
Hey. Hey,
look at that, look at that. Before we, have live music on the programme, I don't know whether you've been watching the news today.
No, not really.
Well, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, but it's fine because we're here to help, as you know. What we do on Talk Radio on the weekday afternoons is explain the news to you through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
The inauguration of Trump, better known as Apocalypse Eve.
American haikus.
They're not really that American.
No.
They're still...
Yeah, but the music...
Just a bit of the music,
the
I guess.
Of the thing. I thought it was worth flagging up, just be clear.
I think it did itself justice.
Not really. Anyway, it is time for our headline act. Trump wanted a Bruce Springsteen tribute act. He couldn't get one because, frankly, they don't like him. We could get one. We have got one. He's here. He's performing live on Talk Radio. It's the Boss UK.
Yeah!
Thank you. Hey. Yeah, let me find it. The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Hey, that's all right by me. You can hide in the covers and stuff. Pain, the roses for your love around the wind. Waste your summer praying in vain for Satan to rise from these streets. Well, I'm no hero that's understood. All the redemption I know of a girl is beneath this dirty earth. We've a chance to make it good somehow. So, what else can we do now except roll down the windows and let open these two lanes will take us anywhere.
chance to make it real. Trading these wings on some wheels. Climbing back now, heaven's waiting on down the track. Oh, come take my hand. We're riding out together to case the promised land. Oh, 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 Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road. Line out there like a killer in the sun. Yeah, I know it's late. We can make it if we run. Oh, oh, Thunder Road. Sit tight. Take hold. Thunder Road. Well, I got this guitar. Talk. Well, my car's out back if you're ready to take that long walk. From your front porch to my front seat, the door is open but the ride ain't free. Yeah, I know you're looking for words that I ain't spoken. Tonight we'll be free, all the promises will be broken. There are ghosts in the eyes of all the guys you sent away. On this dusty beach road and the skeleton frames of the burned out Chevrolets. They scream your name at night in the street. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. And in the lonely cool before dawn, you hear the engines roaring on. But when you get to the porch, they're gone on the wind. So merry climb in. It's a town full of losers. I'm pulling out of here to
come on!
Thank you.
There we go. There we go. Oh, live music on Talk Radio. It's what we do on a Friday today. The Boss UK, Bruce Springsteen tribute act, because Bruce Springsteen's tribute act would not play Donald Trump's inauguration, so we got him instead. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much. How long have you been Bruce Springsteen?
Since about 2 o'clock.
Right, good. Which is fine. You can do another one, though.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear next?
Born to Run.
Born to Run. Born to Run. It's live on Periscope. It's live on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to. Here's The Boss UK.
One, two.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride the mansions of glory in suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, home wheel fuel injected and stepping out over the line. Oh, baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, a suicide web. You better get out while we're young. Tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Yes, girl, we were. When he let me in, I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs round these velvet rims and strap your hands across my engines. Together we could break this trap. We're one till we drop him, baby, we'll never go back. Oh, will you walk with me out on the wild? Cause girl, I'm just a scared and lonely rider. I wanna know how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. I wanna know if love is real. Can you show me? Mm-hmm.
down the palace, hemi-powered drones scream down the boulevard. Girls comb their hair around the rearview mirrors, and the boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are hurled on the beach in the mist. I wanna die with you, Winnie, on the street tonight in an everlasting kiss. Together, Willie, we can live with the sadness. I love you with all the madness in my soul. Oh, someday soon, I don't know when, we're gonna get to that place where we really wanna go. We walk in the sun, until then, tramps like us. Baby, we're born to run. Come on, girl, tramps like us.
Live music from the Boss UK on Talk Radio as part of our Trump special, our inauguration tribute act, if you like. Thank you very much indeed. Also, Chris on engineering today, give him a round of applause over there. It's his birthday. It's Chris's birthday over there. Right, okay, that's just about it from us. Sam Delaney with you on Drive with Charlie Wolfe. Yes. They've joined us in the live performance space.
Oh, this is lovely.
This is better than the studio upstairs.
It's much better than the studio. We should be working down here today, Charlie.
This is better than becoming president.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
I think you'll agree, though, that our show today, we had a balloon modelling.
Yes.
Like, you can see the balloon Trump.
Yeah.
Holding a balloon pussy.
It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah. So you can see that. We had a magician. We had a barbershop quartet.
I heard the magician.
We had a Yoda on a stick.
I heard the magician, and I thought, I mean, I love magic, but I actually realised today that it's better on the radio.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Better
when
than,
you sort of
than,
talk
than
it
when
through.
You see it,
yeah.
It kind of takes the magic away.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
So that was good.
When it's in your mind, you know, it looks
yeah.
so deft.
I could imagine the magic yeah. being more magical.
Well, watch. You see the handkerchief, right?
Hmm.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, amazing.
Just done it on our show as well. Works really well.
But anyway, so Sam Delaney with you, with Charlie Wolfe, magician.
Yes, magician as well. And political
so
pundit.
So what's going to be happening, Charlie? What are we going to do on the show?
Well, we're building up. We just saw the Clintons go into the reviewing stand. George Bush and Laura were just going into the reviewing stand. And the president, Mr. Obama, and Donald Trump have left the White House, him, Obama, for the final time. And they're going up Pennsylvania Avenue in a long motorcade. And I'm going to ask you about this later because it's interesting, you know, watching that versus, say, watching the state opening of Parliament. You know, you have your soldiers in all their, you know, costumery.
You have Black Rod, a man in ceremonial gowns
yes.
and a big sort of golden stick that
yeah.
he bashes the door with. But that's different because, I mean,
this looks to me more like power. You know, this is, you got the beast. It's a motorcade versus a cavalcade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got horses, you've got coaches. The guys are in these sort of, you know, dress uniforms, but it's a different kind of dress. These guys are, you know, standing at salute, and they look like they're ready to kill you if you dare go over that
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
So, all of the, well, you'll be taking it live, of course. It's going to yeah. be happening while you're on air.
Yeah, that's right. While we're on air, 4:45, he'll do his oath, and then straight after that, he'll do a speech. And at that period, you can tune in and me and Charlie will shut up and you can hear it all happening live on Talk Radio. I don't believe any other outlet is broadcasting it.
No, you're
so
right.
If you want to hear the oath or the speech, this is very much the show to listen
to.
Others aren't bothered.
Yeah. No, Trump also said no one else has rights to it. He just wants to be here.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Charlie Wolf.
Talk radio.
Sam Delaney. Talk radio. Keep saying it. With you live, taking all of the speech and the oath and indeed the whole ceremony with you for the next couple of hours. We'll be back on Monday 1 till 4. Thanks indeed to Chloe, Cass, Chris, whose birthday it is. Happy birthday, Chris. Cornelius, Victoria, for putting this whole thing together today. We'll be back Monday 1 till 4, providing we're not all dead of nuclear war. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.